Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you. It is Thursday, the fifth day of March 2009. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. And this happens every few months. I run across a story that's so big, that's so important to everybody on this planet that I don't just want to come on the air and even start covering it, because that doesn't give the story enough respect. So it isn't for hype purposes that when I have a story this important, this big, this out of control, that usually every 5-6 months or so, I will say, prepare yourselves for this information. It is that important. I don't want this information I'm covering to be lost in the overall chatter of my coverage of the panopticon or the pantheon or the panacea, the cornucopia of things happening in the world. It's that important. Normally, it is every 6 months to a year that I come across something this big, this important, this insane, this out of control. But because things are accelerating, like birth pains, they're getting closer and closer together. The last time we did this was January 27th of this year. What, just a month and 8-9 days ago. A little over a month ago. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. Why was this story so important with all the other news we had about FEMA camps and civilian inmate labor camp program and Congress being threatened with martial law? Because it confirmed our analysis of the architecture of the camps, how they're going to roll them out, how they're going to operate, how the local police will be merged under them, how they'll have the clergy response teams preparing the population to go into them for PR purposes, for brainwashing purposes. And it confirmed all of that. It confirmed our analysis and all the big pieces of the puzzle that we had, much of it admitted, but it connected the dots of how they're going to roll it out, how they're going to push it, and indeed that's now happening. Now, that said, this story that I said was a red alert a month ago is nothing. This story is nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm going to say that again. Nothing compared to what we're going to cover. This is nothing. When I saw this story last night and then spent hours researching it and confirmed it was accurate, I had trouble sleeping. I basically became upset at my stomach. So much acid was produced. I'm somebody who can have, maybe because I'm stupid, it's not because I'm tough, I can have some MP threatening me putting a 45 to my chest and I don't get upset. It's almost like I'm numb to things like that, but my hands started sweating. I started sweating last night. My palms were sweating. I had sweat. My house was cold with the air conditioner on. It's already gotten warm here. And I was sweating over this. Okay? Because it's not just the report I've got that's coming up, this group of reports. It's that it connects in to hundreds of other key pieces of information we've had. I'll give you a hint what it is. From all the little pieces of info I've got and knowing the enemy operation, I was able to peg 9/11, even the target, months before. Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be bio attack.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight? only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough. You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, the head of policy under Ronald Reagan, is going to be joining us to update the activities in the economy, the things that are unfolding there coming up in 1 hour. Then we've got Marcus Williams coming on the show. He's good friends with Professor Griff, and as part of Black History Month and a bunch of other stuff, Professor Griff has told us he does want to come on the show. He just has had so many dates booked, he wants to prepare for it and be at home when he does it. So that's should be coming up in the next few weeks. But that's how we got in contact with Marcus Williams and Professor Griff, one of the founders of Public Enemy, and one of the iconic hip-hop rap groups. Well, rap into hip-hop. And so I've got Marcus Williams coming on. He owns one of the biggest and most successful, predominantly and focusing on Black issues, African-American issues, the Nubian Bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia, and just a really informative guy, and I want to get his perspective on folks in the African-American community that are concerned about Barack Obama. And he also gave us the footage for the interview he did with Professor Griff about Obama, and this is when Obama had just been elected, and he's saying, you look, he's going to sell everybody out on the troops, on the warrantless wiretapping. I mean, he just lays it down in a devastating fashion. That is in the Obama deception, by the way. And so is the interview with KRS-One. Really effective information. Webster Tarpley, George Humphrey, Jesse Ventura, Gerald Celente. That'll give you an idea of what's in this film. And, of course, myself. So that's really important information coming up. I'm also going to talk with Marcus Williams about bioweapon attacks and how they've been carrying out soft kill operations against Africans. And this has come out in mainstream news with the HIV in the vaccines. Mainstream French, British, African, Indian news. It's been confirmed, but you never will hear it in our news. It'll be, oh, just Reverend Wright said that, and, you know, he's crazy. And then it gets overshadowed by all the GD America stuff. But it's real. And it's happening to everybody. Not just Africans. It's just Africa. They're so poor on average. It's isolated from the media in many areas. The UN is in complete control of that continent. And so they can get away with all of this. So we'll talk with Marcus Williams about that as well coming up. And we'll also have open phones in the next hour and in the third and fourth hour. We're not going to have any open phones in this hour. But frankly, I can hardly even think about all the news I've got. GM says they may just go under. 8+ million people are upside down in their homes on the verge of foreclosure. 8+ million homes. I guess there's an average of more than two people living in a home, so that'd be 16 million+ people. And that's on top of everything that's already happened. The economic numbers coming out in the last 3 days, as most of you, I'm sure, are aware, is just devastating. I watched Gordon Brown's speech before the Congress, before the House yesterday. I've got some clips of that. I watched late into the night clips of Bernanke's testimony saying he was angry at AIG and angry at the bankers. But then he wouldn't say where the money went. We've got some amazing clips of that. He says, it's a secret. I won't tell you. So that's coming up. Geithner giving testimony, just unbelievable stuff they're engaged in. Got a bunch of mainstream news about state reps all over the country not paying income taxes, just like 65+% of the U.S. Congress doesn't pay taxes. Geithner doesn't pay them. Rahm Emanuel doesn't pay them. They just do whatever they want. It's a pack of criminals. And they don't even follow their own stinking laws. But I'll tell you right now that the news I've got in front of me, I should probably just suspend all the guests today and not even get into the economy, and because it doesn't respect information of this magnitude to just mention it and then move on. You know, when we do that, when we focus on something like this but then just move on, we become acclimated to accept it. They're acclimating us right now with over 100 mainstream news articles a day. You can go to Google News and type New World Order in. There'll be over 100 new ones a day. It's in the thousands and thousands now, the last few months. World government's good. World government will save you. New global currency, a new Amero. North American Union's the answer. Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times, everything. I mean, just everything. Everything. They are in a full court press. You want the economy to get better? A world government run by the bankers. Just the asinine over-the-topness of it all. And we're all becoming conditioned. You know, now I see 100 articles plus a day with Rothschilds and Rockefeller saying the world government is now here. We're going to carbon tax everything you do. And I'm so conditioned to it now and have known about it so long and have covered it so long that now that we've been completely, I've been proven completely right and it's all right out in the open, I'm just sitting here and we're all just sitting here going, okay, there it is. Meanwhile, our detractors on radio and TV and on the websites and on the blogs, and they just keep calling us tinfoil hat heads and saying there's no global bank, there's no New World Order, none of this is happening, everything's fine. And, of course, a lot of them are paid bloggers. That's been admitted, but many more aren't. It's just a mentally ill, very, very sick society. Large sectors of our economy and society and socioeconomic development, everything, spiritually, are just really sick, evil people. The majority aren't, but the majority, that is half-decent people, aren't engaged, aren't informed, aren't involved. And they're lazy, and they don't want to know. And because they don't want to know, and because they don't want to say no to any of this tyranny, because they're too self-centered and selfish, you're going to get everything you got taken. And you know, when this happens, and it's about a 98% chance it will happen in the next decade. Now, we could change that if we got really involved and started having mass sit-ins and, you know, making it the main issue, no matter what anybody said or did. We could probably stop them. Maybe. They may go ahead and just do it anyways. But then we may have people catch them trying it, just like we caught them trying to ship the 6 cruise missiles out of the country to claim Iran had them, and then they killed, what was it last time I checked, close to 20 of the military men that were witnesses to what really happened with the Minot Dakota situation. Remember that? But nukes are nothing compared to this. I mean, you can drop a nuke on a city of 2 million people, depending on the megaton, and, you know, it'll kill half of them and radiate the rest. But we can survive that. That's an isolated incident. Most of you listening right now to this show, if we don't turn this around, are dead. You understand? I'm dead. You're dead. Our children are probably going to die or not have parents. And when it comes and when it happens, many of you that were laughing and giggling, you're finally going to freak out. And you're going to run off and beg for the vaccine or whatever they've got for you. And the first bioweapon they release, and this is the big news story, the first bioweapon they release in the next phase will be isolated. You know, it'll kill 100,000 or so. And then they'll teach you how to go under biohazard control and how to lock down cities and that they're the boss and they know best. We've all got a thumb scan to buy and sell to stop it from happening. And then the next one, as they beta test it, will kill a couple million. And then it'll lock things down even more. And then the next one will kill 2 billion people. Then they'll totally lock down society to a level unimaginable. And you won't care if your neighbor's being drug off and arrested. All you care about is that, you know, you get these proper vaccines to protect you from the progenian Zyklon 12 supervirus or whatever they engineer. And then, of course, they'll finally kill you, too. That's their stated plan. And when I saw the reports I'm about to cover when we come back from break, and I read them, it was stunning. The room almost wheeled around me. And dots that were already connected, a clear picture that was already there, all documented, it just went three-dimensional. So much more detail, so much more understanding. And I know their plan, I understand their operation, but to realize that they're really going to do it, to know that we were right about everything else because we were just reading what the globalists said they would do, and that they mean everything they promise, and they mean everything they said they're going to do in their white papers, in their directives, in their councils, in their world governmental system. You know, it's a scholarly research, but it's there for those that wish to look. It's public, open source. Now, it's nothing but lies with their public face into the general public, how they want to help you and they love you and they care about you and it's the children and all this. But they keep all their promises when it comes to the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Club of Rome, United Nations, the big central banks. So when we come back for the balance of this hour, I am going to break down the most important story I have ever covered on this radio show. It is more important than when I went on air and said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers and probably blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. They're going to do it the next 2 months, call the White House, tell them don't do it, July 25th, and did it for 2 months straight till the enemy carried out the operation. This dwarfs that. You see, 9/11 was only carried out to set the stage for the police state to suppress the general population as they financially bankrupt you in preparation to use the bioweapons.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hello, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kronschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
For the system.
Blossom fails to bloom the season.
We are back live. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read this news article. Then I'm going to come back and go through all the points and why this is so serious. And connect it to other background information to make it crystal clear. This is by Paul Watson. He wrote it this morning. did a great job. I contacted him and Kurt last night, and they got all this posted this morning. Accidental contamination of vaccines with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. That's what government officials and top vaccine scientists are saying. Now, this is a strain of bird flu that kills 60 to 90% of humans it comes in contact with. They gave it to ferrets, and it killed all of them deader than a hammer. This thing is so wide spectrum that it attacks. See, normally a flu, or a separate cold bug for that matter, you'll have zoological organisms and you'll have organisms that affect humans. There's very few diseases except things like very few pathogens, very few microbes, to use the old term, that attack humans and different types of animals. You can get leprosy from a few animals, like an armadillo. You can get rabies if you're bitten by a bat or a dog that has it. But those are not airborne. They're not airborne. In some rare cases, rabies can stay alive a few seconds, so people have been in caves with millions of bats and been studying them. And my grandfather, going to UT, had one of his favorite professors, an archaeologist, in caves while he was in college. Went out looking for Indian artifacts in a cave and got rabies from bats. But I'm already digressing. I said I'd cover the article. The point is, I've studied bird flu intently because I've seen the establishment hyping it, preparing everybody, saying billions will probably die from bird flu. You know, we've seen those headlines. We've seen that hype, that fear-mongering. We've seen them talk about how it's going to spread. All these top scientists and virologists and epidemiologists and microbiologists have been killed in association with researching the avian flu. They'll walk out front of their house and be machine gunned. They'll be tortured to death. They'll be drowned in Houston. You know, they'll be run over and back over at the college in front of people. They're murdering bioweapons scientists in England, Australia, Russia, Germany, the United States, Canada, everywhere. It's in the hundreds and hundreds. And it's always in association with bird flu research, either the treatment or identifying it or in weapons production. Now, remember, they dug up the 1918 Spanish flu, itself clearly a German bioweapon. A lot of evidence shows that. They dug that up from whalers near the Arctic who'd been frozen in the permafrost. Pentagon did that, what, 8 years ago. Then suddenly they announced in the news, oh, suddenly the old strain has shown back up. But that's separate from this. Bayer Pharmaceutical, that's tied in to Baxter Pharmaceutical, are the ones, remember, that shipped out the AIDS-tainted blood to millions of people. It was Baxter with Bayer. Baxter in Europe. That's been on MSNBC. Knowing it came out in court that it was going to kill the people that came in contact with it. Knowing that that hemophiliac blood product drug was filled with it. And shipping it out. So this is a very nasty group of companies. Now, this is so serious, and we're about to go to break. I'm just going to come back and read the article. I already started getting into background on it. There's hundreds of pieces of info that go into my overall announcement that this is just off the charts bad. It's a level 3 weaponized, bioweaponized level security. Level 3. And they claim accidentally bird flu, the type that kills humans, was shipped there and then mixed in with the exact type of regular flu virus that it could recombine with and mutate. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
All right, we're back live. Let's get straight into the most important article. And I've never said this before. This is the most important article with pieces of the puzzle, the tumblers falling in place, that I have ever covered. This story itself, I'm going to cover many articles. Headline, accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. This is in Canadian papers like the Toronto Sun. It's in British. It's in German. It's in Czech. It's in Russian. It's in Japanese. It's in Chinese, English papers as well. This story has been out for more than 24 hours. I learned of it last night, and nothing in the United States. Accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. And they were shipping this out. But a subcontractor did due diligence, because so many times they don't irradiate the regular flu vaccine, right, and it hurts people, that they tested it on ferrets, as they're supposed to do, and if they haven't radiated it right, it makes the ferrets sick and they send it back. Well, guess what? It killed the ferrets, and so they tested the vaccine, and it had bioweapon in it. This was about to be shipped out, and in fact, they're not even clear it may have been shipped out. Do you understand? Do you understand? People say, oh, this is scary fear-mongering, Alex. This is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. Governments killed hundreds of millions of people last century. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who runs the White House foreign policy, brags in two of his books that the U.S. funded Pol Pot, and he's proud of what they did. That guy killed 30% of his country's population, 3 million. Check papers question whether contaminated Baxter vaccine was attempt to provoke pandemic. Mainstream national papers in the Czech Republic, you ought to go read these stories. They're all linked here up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It sounds like I wrote them. They're saying there's no way this is on purpose. What on earth is going on? And they've got all these scientists who are experts on vaccine production going, this is on purpose. What's it going to take for some of you to wake up? Dying? Watching whole cities die? What is it going to take for you to get it through your head that the New World Order wants you dead? What does the back cover of my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement say? They want you dead. Czech newspapers are questioning if the shocking discovery of vaccines contaminated with the deadly avian flu virus, which were distributed to 18 countries by the American company Baxter, were part of a conspiracy to provoke a pandemic. This was through its Austrian subsidiary. The claim holds weight because according to the very laboratory protocols that are routine for vaccine makers, mixing a live virus biological weapon with vaccine material by accident is virtually impossible. See, this avian flu had nothing to do with the facility, nothing to do with the human vaccine for what they're guessing, you know, next year's flu is going to be, nothing to do with it. And it's in level 3 bioweapon lab, they admit that, where the people don't even touch it. You know, they're using robotic arms, it's in chambers, they load the live virus in, they breed it up in deadly cultures, then they radiate it and ship it out. They damage the DNA. So you just had a autoimmune response, supposedly. You don't have the full viral spread. And they put accelerants into it to accelerate an autoimmune response, and that's associated with the brain inflammation and retardation in children, not just the mercury. Mercury does brain damage to children, but it itself is a red herring compared to the inflammation, according to the brain surgeons and scientists we've had on here, countless ones. The company that released contaminated flu virus material from a plant in Austria confirmed Friday that the experimental product contained live H5N1 avian flu viruses, reports the Canadian Press, Toronto Sun, on and on and on. Baxter flu vaccines contaminated with H5N1, otherwise known as the human form of avian flu, one of the most deadly biological weapons on Earth, with at least 60% kill rate, were received by labs in the Czech Republic, Germany, and Slovenia. Initially, Baxter attempted to stonewall questions by invoking trade secrets and refused to reveal how the vaccines were contaminated with H5N1. After increased pressure, then they claimed that pure H5N1 bird flu batches were sent by accident. This was seemingly an attempt to quickly change the story and hide the fact that the accidental contamination of a vaccine with a deadly bioagent like avian flu is virtually impossible, and the only way it could have happened was by willful, gross criminal negligence. And mainstream news is saying that, not just me. Go read the Toronto Sun and others. Go read the Czechs. They're going, this is insane. Now, stop right there. That isn't even the evidence, as damning as that is. That is secondary. That is tertiary. That is corollary. That is on the side of the road. What is in the middle of the road? The instructions they gave the companies for the mixture of the falsely labeled vaccine was the exact complex preparation to create a mutagen. That's what gave you the 1918 Spanish flu that killed at least 50 million people. It was combined to mutate between the normal, extremely airborne, extremely contagious strain of flu with the bird flu to make it highly airborne and highly contagious. Are you starting to hear what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen? According to, see, if this would have gotten out and may have, we don't know. See, instead of your child just throwing up for 2 days, they die. You die. I die. We die. Then they take those FEMA plastic coffins they've got stored all over the country, and they come in bio suits and they stick you in them. I'm going to stop right there. Remember in my film Endgame, remember Dr. Eric Pianca at UT saying he wants 90% of the American people of the world to die. He can't wait till Ebola becomes airborne and kills 90% of the world population, and then he's ready for him and his family to die. But that isn't the issue. It's that he went to the Texas Academy of Scientists. This was in the news. And when he said all this and projected with a PowerPoint, huge skulls on the wall, he got a standing ovation after standing ovation. Because if you go to the biology departments of any major university, more than half of the top scientists at these facilities and doing the research labs will tell you there's too many people and humans are a disease. Anybody who's been in biology knows this. Anybody who's had fellow students writing their PhD thesis papers, it's all about how humans are a disease and have to be gotten rid of. When my dad was at UT in high school, he was sent there as part of an advanced curriculum for gifted students. And they tested the smartest kids in Texas and took the top six and pulled them aside and said, we want you to be part of a eugenics program. We're going to reduce the world's population. My dad never told me that till he was at my office watching Endgame before it came out. We were having an argument in the car with my mother, and he said, no, it's all true, honey. They told me all this in college. You see, it's everywhere. This is who they are. They're in the positions of power. The FBI did go question Pianca, because there he is with access to these laboratories. UT's got a level 3 bioweapons lab. They've got a nuclear reactor. Every time I mention that, people laugh. Yes, there's two nuke reactors in Austin, and down in Galveston, there's a level 3 bioweapons lab that's messing with level 4 bioweapons. And it isn't just him. It's Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Jacques Cousteau, Ted Turner, you know, Peter Singer, all these top people. That's all they talk about. Just like in the movie 13 Monkeys, with Bruce Willis, where the crazy laboratory assistant of the scientist releases the airborne superflu and it kills 99% of the population. That's who's in these laboratories. You know, remember, it just came out on Monday, what we already told you. Samples in anthrax cases don't match. Strands from mailbox in Princeton are not from Ivan's, investigators say, and they clearly grabbed him, put him in government custody, killed him, and you had to go to the local news to find that out, to try to blame it on Bruce Ivan's for the anthrax when it was a U.S. government weaponized version, and that later came out and has been confirmed. Remember the foot and mouth release in 2000 in England? Weaponized. It shows up from Scotland to Cornwall, from the south to the north. On the island. It shows up in a 2-day period all over the country in scores of locations. It's the most weaponized version ever seen. It kills all the cows and sheep that come in contact with it. We go on air and say that is weaponized clearly because we know farming and studied it and had scientists on about regular foot and mouth. Some call it hoof and mouth. And then it came out in the BBC, oh, the level 4 bioweapons lab at Porton Down. Dr. David Kelly spoke out, and of course they killed him. Witnesses saw 5 men in black uniforms run away from his dead body in the woods. His wrists were slit with no blood there. There were pills inside of him that hadn't dissolved. Didn't matter. I mean, you can have the killers on top of the body that run away, and they say it's a suicide. And it turned out that they admitted, oh, somebody snuck it out of the level 4 bioweapons lab that had minefields around it, underground facilities, pressure-sealed rooms, people with robotic arms messing with it. Somebody snuck it out, and then somebody spread it nationwide in a 2-day period. Yeah, right. somebody was able to go out and do that. I mean, I'm just giving you more and more of the dots. See, because I have this knowledge from studying it, just like many of you do. And, you know, over the years, that's why when we see this, we understand what it is. But on the face of it, they ship weapons-grade bird flu that kills 60% of humans that get it conservatively. They ship it to labs all over Europe and to the subsidiary in Austria. And then what do they tell their subsidiary labs to do? What's the recipe? What's the ingredients list? What is the ingredients list? They tell them, you know, this is a one-in-a-million accident. Well, another one-in-a-million accident. They tell them the exact recipe with the exact... This has been fingered by scientists as what it will probably mutate with. The exact strain of flu that's the most airborne, the most vicious, and that has the best chance it is most closely related to be able to combine DNA. And they mix it up, and then it gets worse. Then it gets worse. So it's a million to one, conservatively, that they would ship it to all these facilities. Now that happened. It's a million and one that would be the exact right way to mutate it. And then it's a million and one. Get ready for this. That they wouldn't radiate it when this vaccine called to be radiated. They kill it. They breed up the flu virus. Then they radiate it. They ship it out. They didn't radiate it. It was live because it had to continue its mutation. And they say that it could even mutate inside the human body, and that if they gave it to thousands of people, that's guaranteed. Now, I mean, let's say it's not a million to one. Let's say it's a thousand to one that they ship it out to all these facilities and tell them to mix it at the exact, you know, same combination that it takes this. And then they don't radiate it. But by the grace of God, or probably some good guys in an intelligence agency, this stuff doesn't happen by accident. You know, there's good guys in government everywhere. They do test it on ferrets at a subcontractor. And then for weeks, they've been trying to get the story out and warning people, and it finally broke. We're going to be all over this story, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand what I just covered? According to a compiled translation from Czech newspaper stories, the media over there is asking tough questions about whether the contamination was part of a deliberate attempt to start a pandemic. Mainstream news is saying this. But not our media. It's too controlled. Was this just a criminal negligence, or was it an attempt to provoke pandemics using vaccination against flu to spread the disease, as happened with the anti-B hepatitis vaccination with vaccines containing HIV virus in the U.S.? Remember when that happened? Oh, that was an accident, too, though, with the gay men in New York. With the, just so happened that HIV was contaminated in the hepatitis B shot, and they used gay men because they're vectors, having hundreds of sexual partners. It was just an accident. The perfect vector was injected. And then, this is from the major Czechoslovakian paper, and then cash for vaccines against H5N1, which Baxter develops. How could, on Earth, a virus as H5N1 come to the ordinary flu vaccines? Don't they follow even basic precautions in the American pharma companies? The fact that Baxter mixed the deadly H5N1 virus with a mix of H3N2 seasonal flu viruses, it was a whole cocktail to see what it would mutate with, is the smoking gun. The H5N1 virus on its own has killed hundreds of people, but it's less airborne and more restricted in cases with which it is spread. However, when combined with seasonal flu viruses, which, as anyone knows, are super airborne and easily spread, the effect is a potent, super airborne, super deadly bioweapon. Let me say that again. The effect is a potent, super airborne, super deadly biological weapon. Your family gets this at least. If there's six of you, four of you are dead. You're dead. That you go in the ground. You understand? In the ground. You understand that? You understand that, police that want to laugh about this show, or military people, or government people? There's no more time to laugh. You understand? If you don't want the globalists to kill you and kill me and kill all of us, deader than a hammer, you better start waking up to who's running things, Jack. As the Canadian Press article explains, while H5N1 doesn't easily infect people, H3N2 viruses do. If someone exposed to a mixture of the two had been simultaneously infected with both strains, he or she may have served as an incubator for a hybrid virus able to transmit easily to and among people. There can be little doubt, therefore, that this was a deliberate attempt to weaponize H5N1 viruses to its most potent, extreme, and distributed via conventional flu vaccines to the population who would then infect others to a devastating degree as the disease went airborne. And that's how the globalists love it. They love compartmentalized operations where they use regular distribution systems like the water or the air to hit you and hit you hard.
The new World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals.
And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Dr. Paul Greg Roberts on the collapsing economy, and you know, he said that he was going to vote for Obama because Obama had to be repudiated, because Bush had to be repudiated, but now he's written articles saying it looks like Obama is going to be worse than Bush. Former head of policy department of the Treasury, he is coming up at the 8 after next hour, but then I'm going to, in the hour after that with a guest and into the fourth hour, take your calls on this weaponized bird flu being mixed with vaccines to be shipped out across the world. And reading, literally, I probably read, I don't know, scanned through 20, 30 articles, all mainstream news last night, And they're saying, you know, with scientists and others saying, this is impossible, this is incredible. I mean, they ship it out when it's not involved with you know, a human flu vaccine to these places to be mixed with a whole different variety of human flus. It's mixed it's a specific way that they design it so that it will mix with those, and then they kept it live and didn't radiate it after that. I mean, come on. That's like hitting a bullet with a bullet, and then hitting a bullet with another bullet, then hitting another bullet with another bullet. All with the same bullet. It is absolute fraud. This is just amazing. And we've got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, coming up next Monday to talk about this on the show. I'm going to be covering this tomorrow and Sunday. Mike Adams had a story, vaccines as biological weapons, live avian flu virus placed in Baxter vaccine material sent to 18 countries. And he says here in the article, at the end of it, he said previously he didn't really believe that it was really population control, the poisons and the food and water and vaccines, but now he basically agrees with us, this is on purpose. And you know, it's hard to come to that realization. Believe me, I've gone through that same process myself. Remember 4 years ago when, through FedEx, a company mailed out bird flu to a bunch of laboratories, but then it got caught by researchers before they mixed it with the flu? And I forgot to Google that last night. I've got to remember the exact headline from 4 years ago. It was, the delivery truck was in a wreck. That's why it came out. Delivery truck, just say vaccine firm accidentally ships out avian flu, or delivery truck accident avian flu. See, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And then all these companies said, why were you mailing us without us even asking weaponized bird flu and not labeling it? They're just mailing it out everywhere. And then they say, oh, it's an accident. It got out. Ooh. I mean, it's just disgusting. Remember the White House? Ari Fleischer, the press secretary, admitted. We have the press conference. Google, White House admits, White House, press secretary admits White House on Cipro on September 11th. And then the anthrax shows up 3.5 weeks later. And then all these Bush enemies get it. And then they say somebody made it in a bathtub. It's not weaponized. Then it turns out it's the most weaponized ever. A Fort Detrick AIM strain, super weaponized. Hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment to put it together. Super deadly. On and on and on. And you just add all of this together, and we're just sitting here waiting for them to release this on us. Yes, they accidentally shipped out the deadly bird flu that'll kill humans deader than a hammer, and it gets mixed with the regular, a whole grouping of regular hyper airborne flu viruses, and then they don't radiate it and start shipping it out. And one research lab decided to test it, and it killed the ferrets, and they said, what on earth? And now we know, ladies and gentlemen, now we know.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Headline, accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. Baxter product contained live bird flu virus. Headline, the Canadian Press in the Toronto Sun. We're going to go over this more after Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts leaves us in about 30 minutes. I want to get this clear. A lot of people have criticized me for not getting more into bird flu here on the show. Because you'll see all these mainstream news articles with headlines like, scientist says billions will die from bird flu. You know, we've seen that headline from all these scientists. And then you look at bird flu, it's very hard for humans to get it. When humans do get it, it's normally around fowl. It's around geese that are in, penned in areas. It is around chickens. It's around ducks. And it's killed hundreds and hundreds of people. And the media kept hyping it. Why? 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 And then a lot of researchers began looking at the different mutations of it and appeared as if not just bird flu, different variants of it, but also SARS has been biologically manipulated artificially. So, yes, bird flu itself in its current form has been hyped, but mixing it with thousands and thousands of ampules of vaccine with other live viruses, other regular flu viruses, is the perfect way. I'm reading what scientists and doctors are saying in the mainstream news is the perfect way for it to mutate into a airborne, stronger variety of the bird flu. And look, folks, this is only one issue of many. They keep all these genetic engineering facilities going where they're cross-species splicing humans and cows and humans and pigs and humans and spiders and goats and spiders and jellyfish with monkeys. If you don't believe me, just Google it. It's mainstream news. And I've had top genetic engineers on. Top. They say it gives rise to superviruses and mutations of bacteria and microplasms, and that it's already caused problems, and genetically engineered crops that are cross-species chimeras are already jumping into other varieties of plant life that they're related to in open air. And there's been German studies and Chinese studies and British studies where they find the honeybees that are dying off en masse are eating the BT corn because the corn grows a natural pesticide inside of it. They just boost it several thousand times with a fungus pesticide that is produced by the plant itself by genetic engineering. So you're not just eating corn. You're eating corn that's now part of a toxic fungus. And so it's in the pollen and kills the bees. It's meant so other animals can't eat it. It's meant so other bugs. I mean, it just goes on and on. Texas company Protegen. Open air plants, hundreds of varieties of pharmacological corn. Amongst them that have the HIV virus shell, where the plant grew the basic virus makeup so it could be extracted for research. That was 6 years ago. They had guys in spacesuits in the Dakotas and Texas, literally helicopters and guys in spacesuits, burning and destroying the fields. What are these people doing? What is going on? This is not an X-Files episode. This is the real world. And my whole point is that the elites have said on record they want to get rid of 80% of us. And there's no way this company, I'm not saying the company itself may have done this, maybe somebody inside the company, and that's in the major mainstream news. They're saying there's no way you can ship out the virus by accident, have it put in these vaccines and all these different plants, have it mixed just right with other live, regular variants of human flu, and then send this out unradiated. And we're trying to track down where all it went, whether it's been shipped out. We're going to continue to track this as it develops. In fact, guys, keep Googling for me during the breaks and printing me articles. Just the because new mainstream articles are coming out every hour. Google accidental bird flu contamination.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right. I'm going to get a medical doctor on the last 30 minutes of the show today to talk about the connections to all vaccines and massive outbreaks like the swine flu epidemic, where they admit the vaccine killed tens of thousands, and how that ties in with accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. That's coming up in about 30 minutes after Dr. Paul Craig Roberts leaves us. I wanted to get him on because, you know, he said that morally we had to vote against John McCain to repudiate George W. Bush and the secret police, the secret arrests, the secret camps, the tripling the size of the government, the lying about WMDs, the million-plus dead Iraqis. John Yoo saying they're above the law. Now more memos have come out where you wanted, in the White House, the Attorney General wanted to suspend free speech. It's now mainstream news that they wanted to be dictators, that they said they were dictators above Congress. And Barack Obama hasn't rescinded PDD 51. He's expanding this, announcing troops to be on the streets of America. And so Dr. Roberts, I really respect him. He's come out. And I'm not saying we could vote for McCain either. I just knew they were both evil. He's come out and said, looks like Obama is going to be worse on the economy, on liberties, on everything. But now, if you go to the bookstore or in businesses around Austin, it's like we live in Mao Zedong land. There's pictures of him everywhere, people, like little shrines to Obama. You go in bookstores, there's just books and I mean, whole sections and people just worshiping. We're getting death threats from Obama supporters and people coming on the message boards and attacking us and flipping out and saying we're racist or we're George Bush supporters and we want to hurt America. And so what if they're keeping the troops in Iraq? That's setting the table for this cult-like movement as Wall Street completely loots the daylights out of us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is a best-selling author, former editor of the Wall Street Journal. He also, of course, was the father of Reaganomics, head of policy at the Treasury during the biggest boom this country's seen in the last century. We appreciate you coming on the show, sir.
Sure, Alex.
Okay, Barack Obama, what do you think of him now, and what's going on with the economy?
The economy, nothing good is going on with the economy, and they certainly don't have their finger on what's wrong, so whatever they're doing is not helping, it's hurting. Obama, I think, is out to lunch. That's predictable given the choice of advisors, and given the choice of advisors, I suppose it's predictable given the three powerful interest groups that control the government, the Israel lobby, the financial sector, and the military security complex. So whatever we think of Obama, we'll have to do whatever we can to hold them accountable, like we did with Bush and Cheney and the Republicans. So I don't really think the United States is going to get good leadership. Voting doesn't produce it. All the voters can really do is repudiate each group that does them in, and I think they'll just keep having to repudiate. This cult of Obama, I don't think it'll last long because the unemployment's mounting. It looks like the war just changes from Iraq to Afghanistan, and it looks like the same vested interests prevail. So I think that cult will wear out. I think people were very happy, particularly those on the left side of the spectrum, progressive, that a partially black guy could get elected, because I think it made them feel racism and all that was over with. But, of course, that's not the issue we face. We face the issue of the police state, the collapsing economy, and endless war. And so the cult on Obama is sort of based on the defeat of racism. And that is worth something, but it's not the problems that people are facing now. So I think it won't last long.
Yeah, for the first few weeks of the Obama presidency, white folks, black folks, they were just walking. You could see it walking around so happy, like the world was saved. Everything was going to be okay. We were going into this crisis, but he was going to fix it. And it does show the reality that most Americans, whether they be black or white, don't harbor bad feelings towards the other race. Most people are a little paranoid, thinking maybe that person doesn't like me. But past that, I really don't see a lot of racism or ever really hear it or, you know, deal with it. In fact, I found the opposite. Most folks kind of like people that look different and talk different and act different because it's you know, somewhat exotic is actually what I found in life. But, you know, past that, it is going to be such a sad thing as his minions, black, white, it doesn't matter, find out he's a betrayer. And in an article you wrote titled A Banana Republic by 2012, you said that Obama has presented the most irresponsible budget in U.S. history. I mean, how is he calling this change when Bush triples the size of the government and Obama, in a month in, is talking basically almost about doubling it? So I guess that means in 8 years he would increase it by eight times. I mean, how is that change in stopping the, what's he call it, special interest when he is the special interest president?
Yeah, well, it's not. The real question that I keep bringing up over and over is how they're going to finance these deficits, because they've reached a level that are unprecedented. Obama's budget, first budget, which is for the fiscal year 2010, which starts in October, is 50% red ink. Now, that's World War II levels of deficit. And, of course, we had quite a different economy at that time, stronger. So how long can a government finance half of its current operating cost by borrowing, particularly when the economy is in turmoil and unemployment's rising, people's wealth being wiped out, both real estate and equities? It's probably not something that they're going to be able to do, and so that itself will be some kind of a massive shock to the system. It's entirely possible. I read somewhere not long ago, a guy said, well, you know, when Abraham Lincoln was fighting the Civil War, he couldn't find a general. He kept working his way through generals, general after general after general, and those relatively few poorly armed, poorly equipped Confederates were kicking his big army's butts over and over, and he finally found a general. So they say Obama will work through all his economic advisors till he finds out that he really doesn't have any, and then they'll have to look for a different approach. That could happen. It could also, if it does happen, it could happen too late to be able to rescue things. So I think that we're headed into a really serious situation that is not understood by the government or the economists, and that can get out of control. And right now they're trying to control it with massive spending and with restoring credit. They think if they give the banks enough money that the banks will start lending, and that's the problem. But of course, the people are so indebted they can't afford to borrow, so it doesn't really matter whether the banks can lend or not. So I just don't think they've got their finger on what the real problems are, and they don't have any solutions since they don't know what the problems are, and what they're doing is just adding more debt and more money into a system, and you can't cure a debt problem by creating more debt. So I think that they may be swept away. I don't really know, because the rest of the world is in a great deal of difficulty too, and we don't get all that good of information. So it may just be relative. If everybody is as bad off as we are, we'll keep our relative position. On the other hand, if they're not as bad off, we could see quite a diminution in military and financial power.
Well, the Economist magazine, as I'm sure you saw, said that we're in a depression. Many others have said we've entered a depression. A, do you think we're entering a depression? And B, as we see Eastern Europe collapsing, Iceland collapsing, Latin American countries collapsing, Asian countries in trouble, I mean, it looks like this party's just getting started.
That's right. It does look that way. I think that we are in a depression. You know, the statistician John Williams measures the unemployment rate the way we measured it in 1980, before they fiddled with it so much. And he says if we use the measures of 1980, the official government measures used in 1980, the current rate of unemployment is 18%. Not the 7.8 or 7.6 or whatever it is they report, but 18%. And so even if that's an exaggeration, it's not much of one. So I think we are at depression levels of unemployment, and I do not think they've got any solutions. The solutions that they're trying to use are solutions to a misdiagnosed illness. They haven't got the illness correctly diagnosed, so they can't produce a cure for it.
Well, Doctor, their solutions are taking $250 million of the money to offshore Cayman bank accounts, according to CBS News. So I think the solution's going quite nicely for them.
Well, the sharp people will always take advantage of a crisis to benefit themselves. And there's no doubt that is going on.
All right, stay there. I want to hear about where you see this going, sir, and more on Obama, because all these pundits and government people are saying now mainstream news are getting ready for military occupation, for riots. And does Dr. Roberts think we're going to have that here, or how do we stop it?
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Just Google the name Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We link to his stories several times a week when he writes them for the Creator Syndicate. His new book has been out a few months, doing quite well, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Okay, doctor. I mean, how bad is this going to get? I mean, you've been there, you've been in government, you've been in the media, you've studied things, have a lot of wisdom and knowledge. Why is the media hyping troops on the streets, riots? It's like they're advertising that this is going to happen. Why do you think they're doing that, A, and B, do you think that will happen?
Well, I think the reason they're doing it is because the news is entertainment. You know, for the what they call the mainstream media, it's really entertainment, particularly the television. So, you know, people will watch it if they're talking about things like that. So I think that's why they're doing it. My own view is that there probably will be some riots due to the buildup of the unemployment rate and the continuing foreclosures, because they still haven't addressed the mortgage problem that people have. So I think, yes, there'll probably be some riots. There've already been riots in some European countries. As to whether or not they can use troops to prevent riots or try to occupy the United States, I don't think they can. The country's too big. They couldn't occupy Iraq or, for that matter, Baghdad with their entire army. So I don't think they can occupy the United States. Probably don't need to, because so many of the police departments have been militarized. And they are, in effect, equipped with military weapons. So I do think that the police will become a public enemy if we have these types of riots. And there'll probably be cases where, if we have the riots, that they'll have to introduce troops. I don't know exactly what effect that has on troops. I don't know whether they whether that hurts their self-esteem or makes them feel that they're really not defending the country. I don't know what the effect will be, and it'll be a certain risk to the
government. That's another question I have. The police and military are really reaching out to me right now, and they're really starting to wake up and realize how they've been militarized and twisted and, you know, turned into what they are today. What are they going to do when they're losing their houses? And I'm reading articles about firemen, police, city workers losing their houses, when grandma's losing it, when their children are losing it. I mean, more and more I see the police and military in the final equation siding with the people. We have 30-plus states moving towards sovereignty. Isn't that a direction towards solution? We may just have to have the states take the federal government back over and arrest these robber barons and set us back on the right course.
Well, a revolt, a revolution, that's what Thomas Jefferson said would be necessary. He said it would be necessary periodically. Alex, I don't know. You're asking questions that I have no way of knowing. But I think what we can say is the fact that there are some of these movements. I don't think the states are going to declare their sovereignty, but the fact that there are people pushing that, and the fact that police and troops are being abandoned by their masters, these are a sign that the government's power may not be what the government thinks it is. And if there is any intelligence in Washington left, they might realize that and have to come to some better accommodation of the people, some different solution, and put some concern for the people's interest in what they do, which they don't do now. So in that sense, these are hopeful signs. On the other hand, the more the police lose their jobs, the more threatened their livelihood becomes. It's possible they will hold on tighter and tighter to their master's skirts in order to have some resources. You can't predict it, but I do think that this type of turmoil is not generally conducive to the power of government.
Dr. Roberts, I know you're a busy man. Can I hold you for 5 minutes on the other side, just to spend 5 minutes on what you would do as the former head of policy at the Treasury, the guy that really, you know, ran the financial policy for many years in Washington, at least on the Treasury side? Can we hold you over and then just briefly give us a summation of what you would be doing right now?
Right. Okay, fine.
Okay, stay there, sir. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor of Wall Street Journal, former head of policy department of Treasury, best-selling author and syndicated columnist. I'm Alex Jones. My website's InfoWars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to open the phones up for callers with that first hour news I reported on. Accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. Then they accidentally didn't radiate it when they shipped it out, too, so it would be live. Thank God a subcontractor tested it on ferrets. Because if the ferrets get sick, it means they didn't radiate it. But instead, the ferrets died, and they said, oh, my gosh. But it's all an accident. The government loves you, folks. They're just gearing up for martial law under the excuse of bird flu. Again, just be sure and take all your shots. So that's coming up at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, finishing up, what would you be doing right now? I mean, some have said it's too late, it's irreversible now, to stop the total implosion. But what would you be doing if you were Treasury Secretary right now and you had control of the private Federal Reserve? What would you be doing to try to reverse this?
Okay, I think that it could be done. The first thing I would do is to suspend the mark-to-market rule, because the mark-to-market rule requires that financial institutions keep their assets on their books at current market value. And because the current market value of these various derivatives and mortgage-backed securities is not known, nobody will touch them, and therefore they have a price that's close to zero. And that's an unrealistic price, but if you have to mark your assets down so much, you're insolvent because your liabilities exceed your assets. So I would suspend that rule and let them keep their assets at book value until the values become known, and then they could write them off over time. I would imagine that no more than a quarter of them are bad, and yet Merrill Lynch had to sell theirs at 22 cents on the dollar, and that was ridiculous because we don't have 78% of the mortgages bad. So that's the first thing I would do. The next thing I would do is I would restore the uptick rule. The uptick rule prevents speculators from ganging up on stocks and driving them down and making themselves rich by destroying a company's capitalization. The uptick rule says you can't short a stock unless it previously moved up.
Sir, is one of the main mechanisms for that naked shorting?
That is also part of this terrible destruction of the equity position of companies so that they can't borrow because they don't have any equity left. Like General Motors equity the other day went down below $1 billion. This is an absurdity. So yes, they suspended that rule only a few years ago. They should never have done that. So they have to bring back the uptick rule to stop short sellers from destroying the values of companies' assets. I think they should also then make it strictly illegal to speculate against national currencies, because again, that's what destroyed Iceland, and which has some of the Eastern European countries now in grave trouble. So they should just say that that's strictly illegal and you'll be immediately arrested. Those actions would put a lot of stability into the markets, and with the money that they've appropriated, I would address the refinancing of the individual's mortgages. I would, if you stop the failures of the individual owners of the houses, that stops the foreclosures. That then would stop the threat to the mortgage-backed derivative assets. So the money should be used to go in, refinance the mortgages. If you have to, you write off some of them based on the new value of the houses. And that way you can restore stability at the homeowner's level, unless, of course, everybody keeps losing their jobs. But you can restore stability there without having to give these massive amounts of money to banks, which doesn't do any good at all. You have to give the money to banks because you have this mark-to-market rule and you let speculators drive down assets. But just stop that and use what money you have to restore the homeowner, to make them again secure in their mortgages, and that then solves that problem. The greater problem, of course, is the unemployment, the mounting unemployment, and the real solution to that is to bring back all the offshore jobs that have moved offshore starting around 1990, 1995. It's been going on for more than a decade. And they've moved so many high-value-added, high-productive jobs offshore that this has affected the ability of the income, consumer incomes, to grow. And there's been no real income gains for people because the good jobs have been moved out. So what happened, they tried to maintain consumption by going deeper and deeper into debt. Since their incomes didn't go up, they kept the living standards.
So we need immediate tariffs. The problem is the economy's already plunging. We put those in, they're going to blame the plunging economy on the tariffs and remove them again. It's incredible.
Well, you just don't have to pay attention to what they say. You have to do what needs to be done. I think the tariffs might help. The better solution is that they abolish the corporate income tax and they tax corporations based on where they produce. So if most of the value added is in the United States, you have a low tax rate. If most of the value added is in China and the goods come back as imports, then you have high tax rates. And I think that's would be acceptable with all of them.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Instead, they've paid incentives to make a move offshore. I mean, that's lunacy.
It's lunacy. See, much of the trouble is due to hubris. It's due to the Americans being used to being on top of the world for so long, kind of like the Romans. They were on top for so long, they got so full of hubris, they weren't able to deal with the challenges when they showed up. And I think that's the part of the problem that we have. The Americans are so used to being the macho hegemon, the salt of the earth, the tough guy, and having their way, that they don't understand when problems come that they can be serious and can undo you. They're just used to surviving and ruling. And I think that hubris is very much present in Washington, and it attracts people of that bent, and that is part of the problem.
So, well, I agree with you. I think imperial hubris is the heart of it, because they all get up there together, and I watch the body language of the Bush people and now the Obama people and Geithner and you know, arrogant Bernanke and all of them, and they are just relishing this. They're laughing, they're giggling. Barney Frank at one bill signing had to walk up and tell the Congress people, hey, this is supposed to be solemn. And it's a big joke to them, because like a giant, you know, hedge fund, they're out running around really shorting the market itself by bad-mouthing everything, driving it down, buying it up. I mean, Citibank is down to a dollar right now with all of its assets. That's a joke.
That's a joke, and it's so irresponsible for the government to let that happen, and for the free market ideologues to claim that the speculation is good and that there shouldn't be any regulation, and that will destroy forever. The consequences will destroy forever the credibility of free market economics.
Yeah, they're blaming it on that. And this is my last question. You were at Treasury, you know, you ran policy, and when I see Barack Obama and Geithner and Democratic congressmen, it's a talking point, say, and I'm not getting into partisanship, Bush was just as much involved as anybody, but I know it was Lawrence Summers and Geithner and all these guys that changed the rules, lobbied for them during the Clinton administration to do all this, and then they go on TV 24/7 and say, the free market did this, now we need more regulation, which is actually less regulation on them, when they're the literal architects of it. It's just too rich.
Yes, Hank Paulson was responsible for a lot of it. Yes, it is. It is rich, and you could say they're covering for their buddies who are cleaning up speculating by destroying everything. Or you could say that they're just full of hubris and stupid. And I've known a few of them, not all of them, and I'm not impressed with their intelligence. They think in very sort of prescribed and traditional ways, and so that's why they think that this is simply a credit problem. This is a problem that can be solved by the government spending enough money and by getting the banks to lend. And of course, the problems are entirely different and are not addressed by what they're trying to do. So it's going to get away from them. There can be some bottom bouncing, and it can look like recoveries, and stocks can move up. But since they have not diagnosed problems and are not dealing with them, and because they're polluted assets, they've polluted the rest of the world, this is likely to get away from them and to be a very serious thing, something much
All right. In
worse
closing,
than the Great Depression.
Worse than the Great Depression. Now, in closing, how bad will it get if it's, I mean, what is worse than the Great Depression, and what do you call what's here or what's coming? Hyperstagflation? Because you have a depression in the real economy, but then more and more economists are saying it's going to overheat in the next year with just super, you know, high inflation. So in closing, we appreciate all your time, sir. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us. How bad will it get, and what is worse than the Great Depression? And
well, in the Great Depression, the industry was still there. So once and the Great Depression was caused by monetary contraction. They let the money supply shrink. that's not the problem that we're having now. So the Great Depression was easier to deal with, and the factories were still there. Now the factories are offshore. This is not caused by monetary contraction, so it can't get cured that way. And the real question is how they finance these massive deficits. If they're able to finance them without printing money, then we won't have to worry about the inflation. But if they can't finance them without printing money, then you'll have the possibility of people out of work and prices rising. Now, that's worse than being out of work and prices falling, like in a depression, or staying the same. See, during the Great Depression, people weren't faced simultaneously with inflation.
But they were in Germany.
If you're faced, well, I'm talking about the United States.
No, I understand.
Weimar Germany resulted from the printing of money.
Sure.
For the government to pay all its bills under the Versailles Treaty and all the reparations.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting at. So it's going to be more like Germany?
If they have to print money on the massive scales of these deficits, you could see substantial inflation while people are out of work. And
wow.
That then would really be, that is a really, in other words, they're being hit both ends. They got no jobs, no income, and prices are going up. So this is a danger. I don't know that it'll happen, but if they cannot finance those deficits other than by printing money, then I don't see how it can be avoided.
And Hillary's running around begging.
What's that?
Hillary's running around begging countries to keep buying the treasury bills.
Yes. Well, even if they do, they can't buy them in these quantities. See, what they buy treasury bills with their trade surpluses. And so their trade surpluses are not $1.75 trillion. They can finance Bush's 2008 budget deficit of $450 billion, but they can't finance the 2010 deficit of $2 trillion.
So what's going to happen?
They may not even be able to finance this year's. I don't know what the deficit's going to be. They say it's going to be $1.2 trillion. It's probably going to be $1.5.
So what happens if they can't finance it?
That's the question. Then the Treasury, when it tries to sell its bonds, then the Fed has to buy them, and then the Fed pays for them by giving the Treasury demand deposits. So the Treasury starts writing checks, and that's like printing money. And it on the other hand, you see, if the economic turmoil is destroying the value of assets, then the printing of money doesn't cause inflation. It just sort of cushions the fall. In other words, if the housing prices just keep falling, and the Treasury printing money, then it's very hard to drive them up. And if consumer prices are falling because consumer incomes are falling and they're buying less, and so you could have it depends on how long they have these massive deficits and how long they finance them by printing money. If it becomes, you know, a multi-year thing, the chances of the high inflation are greater than if it's a short-term thing happening while other prices are falling, because the money that comes in would just be offsetting the falling values. Do you see what I'm saying?
Relative, no, I understand. It's amazing.
It's amazing, but I don't know exactly what mix of this will prevail. All I know, Alex, is that they're not thinking about it in Washington. They're not addressing this issue because they think it's a credit problem and just a question of government.
So either way you cut it, it's wrong-headed leadership, and it's several different goblets of poison that we're all having to drink from. And the question is, which poison will it be? One makes you really sick, one kills you. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for spending so much time with us, and have a great weekend that's coming up.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you for sharing your audience.
Oh, thank you for spending time with us. Take care. There goes Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Okay, I'm going to take your calls in this next segment, the segment after that. We got a guest coming on, but we'll take calls throughout that. Very informative guest on a host of subjects. And then I do have a medical doctor coming up the last 40 minutes of the show today to talk about this bird flu situation. I'm sure listeners want to talk about that. I hope you do when we go to your calls here, Derek and Mark and Tito and Rob and Maria and others. Accidental contamination of vaccines with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. This is probably the most important story I've ever covered. I mean, it's so incredible how they did this. And how they shipped it, which is unbelievable. Then how in a bioweapons lab they accidentally mix it in. You know, well, not a bioweapon lab, it's a regular lab now doing this. And then how they don't irradiate it when they ship it out. I mean, this is just off the charts insane. Your call straight ahead. I'm going to continue to cover this throughout the rest of the show and a lot of other economic news as well.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we have to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Wide open phones. The next hour and a half, we've got a guest coming up, but we'll be discussing this issue and others. Accidental contamination of vaccines with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. Right now, let's go to your phone calls. Derek in Minnesota. You're on the air, Derek. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Just a word of encouragement to you. You know, you're doing a great thing, just making people aware. I'd like to just share a strategy with you and the American people to just stay out of the fear-based mode, because the fear, you know, can really cripple you. And
no, we shouldn't be in fear. We should be afraid of not taking action and then become empowered so that this
exactly.
bad stuff doesn't happen.
Exactly. And with no matter what the boogeyman is, okay, in our brief time here on Earth, bird flu, pandemic, pestilence, famine, cancer, heart attack, car wreck, you know, whatever it is, if we are spiritually centered and realize that we are one with the Creator, we have absolutely nothing to fear with what this world, what goes on in this world.
I agree with you, but we have a military-industrial complex that's been caught poisoning food, water, vaccines, medicine. We know it's eugenics. And as more and more of this comes out with Bayer shipping out, you know, HIV-filled factor 8 to people, not getting in trouble with companies, you know, shipping killer bird flu around and mixing it with vaccines, we have to identify who these people are and stop them, because, you know, we need civilization to continue on.
Exactly. And to go about that process without a smidgen of fear, realizing that we are eternal creatures and that we do our work, and we go about our lives and we laugh, because it's important to keep a sense of humor about this.
We laugh, we play, yeah. We struggle, we cry, we
exactly.
everything.
Exactly. And, you know, just the people, there's legions of people that know and identify with their God-given rights to self-determination, sovereignty, the self-sovereignty, the pursuit of happiness. And there's literally legions of people that are just pushed to the edge, and it is reaching, it's reaching that point where it's getting grim.
I hear you. We're out of time for this hour. Thanks, Derek. Back in 70 seconds. We'll go live at 8 after at PrisonPlanet.tv for the last hour and 52 minutes. Mark and others, stay with us. We'll be right back and go to your calls. Don't forget, the Obama Deception is on sale now. It's only 9 days till it's released.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. When we start the next segment, I'm going to recap the top news story, really, of all time on this show, because it brings so much into focus. Over and over again, vaccine companies are caught putting HIV and vaccines and other products mainstream news, and it's just no big deal. Ah, you know, 100,000 people in this country, 50,000 in that country, you know, millions total got AIDS from it and they're dying. It's no big deal. Factor VIII, Bayer Pharmaceutical. And Baxter Pharmaceutical shipped out, you know, deadly bird flu and had it mixed with a bunch of other strains of flu so it could possibly mutate. And then they left it in there alive and it was injected into ferrets in a test by a subcontractor and they died. You know, I mean, this is just off the charts insane. And we're going to be going over this today. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Morning to you, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I've got a really important thing to say here about the antidote for the bird flu as well as the Ebola virus. Now, I've been aware of this since about 2 months ago when Hawk was doing one of Steve Quayle's last shows. In fact, it was the last show that Hawk was on. And what Hawk reported was is that essential oil of oregano will kill the deadly strain, the N1H5, I believe it is, of the bird flu virus, as well as the Ebola virus. These are the two most talked about in recent years, likely contaminants.
Well, listen, I think Steve Quayle and Hawk are great guys, and I know that oil oregano boosts immunity, and if you can get it in contact, I mean, open air will kill a virus. The issue is you breathe this stuff in, it starts incubating, it starts replicating. You know, programs your cells to bust open and, you know, produce, you know, millions per cell. That's the issue. But I know there are a lot of essential oils, especially oil oregano, that have been proven in medical studies to have a good effect. So does elderberry and things as antivirals. I just, you know, tell, I mean, I'm not sure if he, was he saying it's a cure-all?
Cause Alex, he got this information from Dr. Cass Ingram. Have you heard of Dr. Cass Ingram, who's a medical doctor, naturopathic
yes.
doctor? Dr. Cass Ingram has written a book called The Cure is in the Cupboard, and that's the way that you could get him in touch with him or however to have him on to verify this to you. But the information is that Dr. Cass Ingram reported several months ago that these two viruses in university studies have been proven to kill these viruses.
I've seen those, and I appreciate your call. I've seen that it's had some good effect, yes. So thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tito in Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Great. I wanted to say thank you for all the information you've been providing us. I've been listening for a few years, and I just love it, you know, and I'm doing my part to spread the word, too. I'm calling today about a movie. It's not an advertisement, but I wanted to talk about Watchmen, and I haven't heard it discussed on your show yet.
Yeah, it's total Illuminati symbolism. I think we're going to go watch it Saturday to do a review of it because some people in the office want to see it. It's a 3-hour film. Go ahead and tell folks about it.
Okay, well, I've seen the movie already. I was fortunate enough to watch it, and I've read the comic book and all that kind of good stuff. But the movie features a false flag attack on New York in 1985, an alternate sort of universe with superheroes and things like that. But the writer, Alan Moore, he was very into the occult and things like that. And there's a lot of New World Order symbols.
No, I've had people mail me the comic book. It's all New World Order, all Illuminati, yeah.
And the difference is, in this film, when they do the false flag attack, it's to stop an impending war between Russia and the United States. And in their version, they can talk to a false flag attack that brings the world together in peace to avert a war. But
well, yeah, that's why the globalists do this. They say they stage terror attacks for good reasons. That's why the Army carries these out. It's in the Army. You know what? I got a guest coming up, but I want to hear more from you, Tito. So let me get the guest on, introduce him, and then we'll start going to calls. You can come back, okay?
All right, great.
Because I want to hear your review of The Watchmen. We'll give you 3 or 4 minutes when we do that, and we'll go to Rob, Maria, and many others. 1-800-259-9231. The Obama Deception is now on sale at InfoWars.com. It ships in T-minus 9 days.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Ron Paul grills Ben Bernanke, and Paul's sending out Geithner somewhat, but he's so gentlemanly he doesn't really nail him like some of us would like. There's an independent congressman, we're going to play this clip coming up at the start of the next hour, who absolutely savages him and says, where's the money? Why won't you say where the trillions went? And Bernanke will not say. That's some of those clips coming up in the next hour. Then we've got a doctor coming on, a medical doctor, about how vaccines over and over again end up causing the plagues they're supposedly meant to treat. This is on record. Because that dovetails with a story that Paul Watson wrote. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Accidentally contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. And it's all over the German, it's all over the Czech news, it's all over the Canadian news, Canadian Free Press, the Toronto Sun. Baxter product contained live flu virus. Had nothing to do with the regular flu vaccine with a spectrum of different viruses being prepared at different labs in Europe from the flu virus stock sent by the U.S. company. We've got it up on screen right now. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And so, number one, it shouldn't have been mailed out to all these firms. Then they gave them instructions to mix it without telling them what it was with the other spectrum of regular flu viruses that are airborne and highly contagious with the deadly. But it's hard to catch. But if you can catch it, it only lives a few seconds in the air. Regular flu can live like 30 minutes or longer. If it recombines with this, which is what it would normally do, either in the live batch being made or once it got in the human body, it would just be a devastating plague. Now, what's so scary about this is that they then radiate all of these and send them out to sub-labs that are supposed to do tests. And a lab in Czechoslovakia, this one all over Europe, they give ferrets an injection of it, and if the ferret doesn't get sick, they know that the flu was prepared and isn't live because they have a problem with it, you know, not being damaged enough by the radiation to still be live flu, just the regular flu. But instead of the ferrets not getting sick like they were supposed to, or getting sick if it was regular flu vaccine and it hadn't been radiated right, they died. And so they tested what was in it and said, my God, this is the H5N1, the deadly bird flu. Again, hard to catch, but if you catch it, it kills people more than 60% of the time. Just deadly, deadly, deadly. So incredible accident after incredible accident after incredible accident. And a lot of scientists are quoted in the Czechoslovakian news, Czech Republic news, other papers saying, you know, we think this could be a setup by the company to cause some outbreak, and then they are also developing separately an H5N1 vaccine, and this could be a money-making scam. You know, it's not Alex Jones saying that, it's the news saying that. And Baxter's been involved before. We have links to that with Bayer that shipped out the live HIV and hepatitis in the Factor VIII blood product to millions. I mean, this is just off the charts insane. And, you know, when I was talking to Marcus Williams about getting him on the show, he's a patriot, carries my books and films at his Nubian bookstore, one of the most successful private, you know, single-standing black bookstores in the country. And I got to know him because he sent us some a Professor Griff interview from Public Enemy that he's known for many, many years. They're good friends. We're working on getting Professor Griff on the show as soon as his schedule allows. And I thought, why not just have Marcus Williams on? I said, what do you want to talk about, Marcus? And he said, well, when I come on, I want to talk some about Obama and, you know, how we need to, he also told my producer this, you know, a black voice criticizing him so they can't claim it's some race thing. But he said, really, I want you to talk about, and I want, and he recommended some guests I have on, about how through the vaccines and other systems, how they're poisoning us, how the UN's been caught adding hormones to tetanus shots in Africa and other places to sterilize women. That's on record mainstream news. Nobel laureates have come out and said they're putting HIV in different hepatitis C vaccinations in Africa. They were caught doing that in New York, accidentally, you know, having it in the hepatitis shots for gay men because they would have a lot of sexual partners, be a perfect vector to spread it in the late 70s, early 80s. And so here he is today, set up a week ago, right when this avian flu being mixed in with the regular vaccine news is breaking, and they're trying to find out where it was shipped, what was done. A week ago, this internally broke as companies were demanding to find out why this happened. The company was stonewalling. We're still trying to find out details right now. This is a very serious issue. We need to address this as serious because we know what these globalists are all about in eugenics. So, Marcus Williams, good to have you on with us, sir.
How you doing, Alex? Good to be with you.
Good. What do you think of this latest report? I mean, this is exactly what you brought up that you wanted to discuss a week ago on the show, was what you called meta-sin, as in a sin. Just quite interesting timing to have you on today.
Yeah, that's actually a book written by Dr. Scott Whitaker.
Yes.
Who I hope that you have on your show real soon. And he's been speaking out against the things as far as with the whole eugenics vaccines, a lot of stuff that you cover on your show all the time. And And I think it's going to be a real good interview to have on your show, hopefully real soon, to go more in detail with somebody who's a little bit more specialized into the whole vaccines, the whole medical field, versus myself.
Yes, we're setting up Dr. Scott Whitaker. We're also setting up Professor Griff, thanks to you. Now, specifically, though, I mean, you know, you have a bookstore, you've read these books, you've covered it, you've seen it. More and more it comes out. This has been done in Africa. Some countries in Africa, 40% have HIV. They do medical tests. These women have never even had sex in many cases. Even the BBC admits that somebody is basically giving them the HIV.
Right. And even go back with the whole Tuskegee syphilis experiment. I mean, it's been throughout, you know, long periods of times and years where we've seen, you know, the government and certain pharmaceutical companies, you know, doing experiments on the people through drugs, experimentations and stuff like that has been going on in Africa for a long period of time. So we've been seeing Obama, you know, increase the funding for, you know, Planned Parenthood and other, you know, HIV treatment, condoms and everything in Africa has been boosted up underneath his administration. So, but the main reason why I wanted to come on your show was that you called me because you saw my interview with Professor Griff. And I think that a lot of times in the media, a lot of people are under the impression like the vast majority of black people are just throwed on Barack Obama, which is very far from the truth. There's a large number of people in the African American community who do not support Obama, even during the primaries. I mean, myself, I was a Ron Paul supporter. I was disappointed that he didn't go on the independent ticket or maybe go on the Constitution Party ticket. And so since he didn't run, I voted for Cynthia McKinney.
Yes.
But I think that a lot of people, though, I think, just like when I heard you interview with Paul Craig Roberts, I think when you said that I voted and supported Obama, I just think that, you know, Obama's voting record and who financed his campaign was open to the public many, many months before the election. And I never, within the black community, let's say just outside of Illinois and Chicago, Barack Obama was a nobody. I never heard of Barack Obama until the 2004 Democratic Convention when he gave a speech, and there's a lot of people, you know, talking about Obama giving this great speech, and then when I watched it, I really didn't see anything of substance. I saw a good act, but I didn't, you know, hear any substance. So, you know, I checked the guy's voting record and looked at, you know, who financed his campaign, and I'm thinking that this is not somebody I think that the people should be endorsing. And so, after, you know, digging into his record on the Patriot Act, funding the war, refusing to investigate Bush on any war crimes, FISA, NAFTA. We saw during the primaries, the Democratic primaries, Barack Obama's economic advisor, one of them, Alan Goosby, who's a member of Skull and Bones, tell the, I think it was the Canadian consulate, that a lot of the rhetoric that Obama was saying about NAFTA during the Democratic Ohio primaries was just a bunch of talk and that he really didn't mean what he was saying. So, I just think that, you know, I think a lot of people that they really have to get off of the whole American Idol personality-driven support of people, really look at more of the substance of people. And I think that too many times, especially within the African-American community, I think it happens in all communities where they don't really want to dig deep into the issues. And really
they get on a bandwagon, things were bad under Bush, the economy's imploding. We want to believe that this is really a good guy and he's going to fix things, but he's even gone on the show with Stephanopoulos, the Sunday show, and now said, yeah, that was campaign rhetoric. On NAFTA and Gatton. I mean, it's just an incredible betrayal. Do you think that the folks in Atlanta that you talk to, black or white, are they starting to break the spell, or are they still just as deep in that spell?
I think a large portion of them are still deep in that spell, but I think over time goes on that more and more of them are going to wake up and realize that Barack Obama was one of the biggest political frauds in recent memory, because with him adding more troops to Afghanistan, which was no secret, prior to him being elected, but we still saw a lot of people within the so-called anti-war movement, like Cold Pink and others, you know, support Obama. But I think over time, once they see that Obama really has no agenda to really to fix the economy, remove the troops from the war, really bring jobs into this country, I think a lot of the hype and stuff is going to, I think it's going to be fade away before the end of the year easily.
That's right. Now he's going out to big black groups and others, but specifically going and speaking to big black conferences and saying, hey, you're going to lose your jobs, particularly black folks, and it's going to be really tough now. That's basically the change. And they're saying, what? Because he promised this milk and honey and hope and change, everything was going to be all right. And then he just switched right into the fear of what Bush had done, saying, look, do what we say with the banks or a crisis will turn into a catastrophe. And he's now even cutting subsidies, and I'm not for socialism because it makes you dependent, but they're done making us dependent now. He's cutting a bunch of subsidies actually to the people, and it's all going to the banks. I mean, the bankers are just gorging everything.
Right, you're absolutely right. With the bailout thing back in October, a large portion of the Congressional Black Caucus voted against the bailout during the first vote within the House of Representatives, and it was Barack Obama who got on the phone, lobbied a lot of the members of the Congressional Black Caucus to switch their votes. And after him lobbying the Congressional Black Caucus, a large portion of them switched their no votes to yes notes on the second vote round. And I think that alone right there should have told the people that this guy is not for the people. He has absolutely no clue on how to fix the economy.
Well, and on top of it, it doesn't matter what color he is, whether he's from Africa or from China or from Russia. But it is really a lie to say that he's the, you know, a black guy, because his dad was mainly Arab and his mom was white. And so there's a lot of fraud, you know, there as well. It's just the guy is a complete phony. Stay with us, Mr. Williams.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, this Obama deception, this betrayal, is very sad to me because I want good relations between all human beings. I'm sick and tired of the elite playing people off against each other through tribalism, which is the modern term racism, divide and conquer, balkanization. But they plan, once people learn that Obama's betrayed people, they're already doing it. When people criticize Obama, they say it's racism, to actually drive a wedge through all of this. And now he is the face of imperialism. I like what Professor Griff said. He, and we put this in the Obama deception, thanks to Marcus Williams, that he is the new black face of imperialism. We have that on the back cover, that tyranny gets a facelift. It's just a front so that the people of the world feel like they're included in the New World Order. That's what Webster Tarpley says in the film. KRS-One says something similar. They said it here on the air, that they put a black face on the New World Order, and everybody was ready for revolution. They were standing up. They were angry. They were waking up to the globalist, and then all of a sudden they put a black man up there, and now everybody's sitting back. Now everybody's going, okay, I'll stand down. Can you comment on those thoughts, Mr. Williams?
Yeah, I think that in reference to, it's just really been puzzling to me as far as, like back in 2000, Barack Obama ran for Congress and lost to Bobby Rush by, I think, over like 25 to 30 points. And then to see this guy within an eight-year period raise just under $1 billion in campaign finances and then win the presidency, I mean, it's a movie script. I mean, it's just as funny as Nelson Mandela being locked up in jail for 27 years, and as soon as he gets out, he becomes president. I mean, it's a script behind the scenes that's going on, and I think that too many people, especially those within the African-American community, which I think are being brainwashed by a lot of, especially black media, who wouldn't even give Cynthia McKinney absolutely no play in the media. When you look at Cynthia McKinney's resume as far as calling for investigations on 9/11, investigating Bush, impeachment, speaking out against NAFTA and other things, the war on drugs.
She spoke out against the white slavery kidnapping right. going on by DynCorp and Halliburton. She spoke right. out on the trillions stolen by the Pentagon, and they went after her because she right. is good.
Right, and just to see how the media, I'm just talking about just some black media, black talk radio, commercial black talk radio with like Steve Harvey, Michael Bayes, and others, give her absolutely no media play, but they give Barack Obama basically free commercials, free play, 24/7, brainwashing the people into finding to somebody who has really absolutely no record, no history of really doing anything major within politics and within the black community. I mean, I always ask people all the time, those who support Obama during the election, name me one hot-button topic or issue where Barack Obama was on the right side, and a lot of people, they look at me and they can't name that one issue where Barack Obama was standing on the right side of a hot-button issue, but we saw with the bailout, Pfizer, the Patriot Act, NAFTA, and the list can go on.
Now he's backing Bush and continuing to not give detainees even Geneva Convention rights. He's keeping right. the secret camps open, talking about closing Guantanamo. I mean, it's just absolute. And I go down on the street and talk to Obama supporters, most people in Austin, and they even know who I am and know about the New World Order. And they go, yeah, but we just got to get behind him. Come on, Alex, we got to give him a chance. He's not going to be perfect. And I'm like, look. It's a setup. He's a puppet just like Bush. Quit looking at the puppet. Look at the elites behind him. Things are only going to get worse. Why do you enjoy being suckers? Why do you love being suckers? Why do you love being conned? Why do you love being taken for a ride?
And I think the exact same thing where you see, I guess, within the white community, Alex, as far as those people who know better, but still, for whatever reason, choose to go with the settling of the two lesser, the lesser of two evils. Same thing within the black community, whereas a lot of people who know about the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, everything, but yet they still would not support Cynthia McKinney, but they would support Obama. I just heard, I think even during the primaries, I heard, what's the guy's name, Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com. And, you know, he, you know, was, you know, with the whole, you know, Obama's going to be not as bad as McCain. And I think that the whole strategy of supporting some form of evil or supporting the lesser of two evils, it's a failed strategy. I think that, you know, people got to really just vote and support those candidates who we know will not sell us out and not just settle for who
That's
we
right.
think has the best chance of winning. That's
yeah.
a real big problem across the board.
People like to feel like they're the winner. And so as soon as it looks like a team's going to win the Super Bowl in the playoffs, they become fans. It's the bandwagon
right.
effect I talked about earlier. And it's like a horse race. That's the horse that's supposed to win. They want to bet on that horse. But who owns the track? Who
right.
owns the company? Who owns the whole racetrack?
Right.
Instead of just the horses.
Yeah, my whole thing is that, you know, I can't compromise my value and my position on issues just to support, you know, who's going to win. I mean, I just can't compromise my values like that.
Marcus Williams, stay there with us for the rest of the hour. I want to come back and take calls, get into a host of issues, and I want to plug your great bookstore for folks in the Georgia area and there in Atlanta. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one of a kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
back to Mr. Williams here in a moment and take your phone calls. Then in the next hour, I've got some banking clips. Finally, Bernanke gets grilled like he should be. We'll be going over that. Before we go back to Marcus Williams, the Nubian bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia, getting his perspective on Obama, the New World Order, the eugenics operations, and a lot more, I wanted to tell the listeners about some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible, like a Cola Blue, and we've got one right here in the office. Speaking of the devil, my throat is parched. I forgot to get a glass of water during the break. They caught me out there with questions. Somebody give me a Cola Blue, delicious drink. Thank you. Atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride, goes through 7 filters inside, 7.5 gallons a day in the average humidity, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, neutral pH. ECOLOBlue.com, ACOLABlue.com, banners up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com if you forget the address, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Another one of our fine sponsors I want to tell you about is My Solar Backup. It's all about getting off the grid, being self-sufficient so the slave masters can't control us. That's what it's all about, is institutionalizing us. It's an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. The great folks from Solutions at Science, MySolarBackup.com. All right. Speaking of another plug, because I want him to plug it, he carries our books and videos, and I talked to a lot of folks that have been there, an incredible selection for folks in the Georgia area or in the Atlanta metro area. And you've also got a way folks can call and I guess get a brochure, because you've got a bunch of titles, especially that are particularly informative for African Americans. But I think everybody should read these and see these films and understand that perspective of the true awakening happening in society, particularly with the black community out there. So, Mr. Williams, put a plug in for your fine bookstore.
My name is Marcus Williams. I'm the owner of Nubian Bookstores, located in South Lake Mall in Moro, Georgia, which is right side of outside of Atlanta on the south side. I can reach that at 678-422-6120. And besides just having my primary line of books are African-American, but I also have like a large conspiracy section. I probably have one of the largest conspiracy New World Order sections as far as books and inside of any major shopping mall within the state of Georgia. So if you might not be interested in reading any books by any African Americans, I also carry like a lot of Ralph Epperson, Fritz Springmeier, Eustace Mullins, Ralph Epperson. I have a large section of those books, and if there's anything that I don't have that you want, I can order any book, black, white, Asian, Chinese, whatever you want, I can order and get it to you and mail out to you immediately. And I think, Alex, that your Obama deception film, I'm most definitely going to place a large bulk order to get your film in my store next week.
Are you kidding, my friend? I'm going to give you a couple hundred free. You just tell the guys that. Okay, so the first 200 are free, boom, for what you did with the Professor Griff interview. We're very, very thankful to you on that. Give the number out slowly for folks that might want to write it down.
Okay, Nubian Bookstore. I'm in Moro, Georgia. My phone number is 678-422-6120. And if there's any book on any subject matter, doesn't matter, black, white, Asian, Mexican, or whatever, I can get it. I get a large request for like a lot of conspiracy books and stuff, too, to a lot of guys in prison. So if you even have like a family member who's locked up, I know a lot of prisons only allow books to be delivered to prisons through a bookstore, through the publishing company. So if you need me to mail off books to anybody that you might have incarcerated also, I can take care of that for you. I can reach that 678-422-6120. And Alex, I really appreciate you for even giving me this opportunity to come on your show to even discuss this issue and promote my story, because when you called me, I was shocked, because I've been listening to you like over 7 years. I've been listening to you and play your program in my store, so I get a lot of people who's always listening, who's always asking me from time to time as far as, you know, who is that, and I tell them that it's you, and a lot of people never recognize your voice, and also, you know, identify, you know, as far as being a listener to your show, too. So you have a large listening audience, within the African-American community who's also hip to a lot of the stuff going on with Obama. So I wanted a lot of your listeners who might be non-black to know that don't be fooled by what you see in the media and stuff as far as thinking that everybody in the African-American community is sold on Obama. It's a large, huge number of people who don't, but you just don't get to see them on TV unless they're like a Republican or something like that. But other than that, though, there's a large number of people who are hip to the game. And
well, here's an example of stereotypes and judging a book by its cover normally being a fraud. Ron Paul goes before CPAC, the big neocon conservative, you know, thousands and thousands, look like tens of thousands in this giant auditorium, as far as the eye could see, you know, sitting in chairs, and Limbaugh was speaking and all these other people. Ron Paul gets up and says, we killed over a million Iraqis, the war was evil, the war is a fraud, the war was bad, we need to stop it, and the majority are clapping and whooping. Because the average conservative, it doesn't believe what they say a conservative is in the media. They love telling people who they are, telling people what they are. We need to just stop thinking that way and decide who we are for ourselves. But so many people stay, like David Icke says and others, in that little bubble. When we're spiritual beings, you know, we're on this planet for a reason, one time. And we're all together as humanity, and there's always been good and evil in the world. And as soon as we don't realize that there's evil, we fall prey to it. I want to go to some phone calls now. He called in earlier, but I couldn't go to him. Then he wants to give us a review of the Watchmen film. He got a chance to see it at a sneak peek. It comes out tomorrow. Tito in Canada, you're on the air, Tito. Finish up the point you wanted to add.
Okay, great. I mean, just to make one thing clear, I don't really feel comfortable giving a full review of the movie. It doesn't come out till tomorrow, you know, so I'd really like to preserve
it. Okay, whatever. You said you wanted to talk about the movie, so I'm giving you a chance to. Whatever.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I just wanted to let everyone know that it's a great talking point for those people who may not be familiar with the false flag attack. And it brings up a lot of, this movie touches on basically so many things that we talk about here on the show and so many things in the truth movement, you know, whether it's the one conspiracy figure who is trying to get the truth out you know, fighting against the New World Order, even right till the end, to never compromise, even in the face of Armageddon, you know, and that's a message that we can all take to heart as well. It's a fantastic movie, and I just want everyone to see it so that when they have their friends and they want to talk about these kind of things, this is another springboard. It's another opportunity, and it's another place for us to bring up these points about how these things happen, not only in the superhero world they're showing, but in our world as well.
Yeah, but you say it's a fantastic movie. Weren't you saying that they stage a false flag attack to bring world peace? I mean, that's how the Illuminati operates and thinks. Are you saying it's fantastic because it's a great way to get people to wake up because they only operate in popular culture to understand what false flag terror is?
That's true. And secondly, the movie doesn't necessarily say that this is the right decision or a good decision, and allows the viewer to become engaged and sort of question what they're seeing, you know, and the motives behind it. It surely doesn't paint it in a good picture.
Okay, let me ask you this question, and then I want to ask Mr. Williams this question. Marcus Williams, our guest, Nubian bookstore owner outside Atlanta, Georgia. Children of Men and scores of other films the last couple of years come out, V for Vendetta, the government's putting the deadly bioweapon in the vaccines to bring in martial law, the government sterilized the people, the government staging bombing attacks to bring in control in the film, Children of Men. All these, and I've gotten a chance to actually know some high-level Hollywood people, and I've seen the tribulations they've gone through trying to get the truth out, because there's a group above Hollywood controlling them and threatening them, even threatening their families and doing smear campaigns. So I do know that all of Hollywood isn't controlled, but when I talk to them, they tell me who is controlled and admit the Pentagon and CIA. I've had the X-Files, you know, folks on, Dean Haglund, saying the CIA planted the story of flying a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center. The government uses a drill to make NORAD stand down. You know, exactly what happened on 9/11 aired 6 months before. So it's not all just one monolithic thing. Do you think, Tito and then Marcus, do you think that this is a rebellion in Hollywood, or is this revelation of the method where they're subconsciously conditioning us? Why do you think so many of these movies are coming out now? I mean, almost every science fiction or action movie, you know, the last Die Hard movie, an evil guy in the government staging a thing to cause a fire sale to blow out the economy. What do you think's happening, Tito?
Well, I think, first of all, for Watchmen, I mean, it was written in 1985, so it takes that sort of political, still a little bit with the Cold War mentality behind it. And so, you know, and we're looking at it after
9/11. But notice how we're entering back into that now, though. We're going back into the Cold War. It's very sophisticated. Go ahead.
And I just feel like the movie is set in a different time, and it uses superheroes in place of government, because in this movie, essentially, the superheroes act on behalf of governments, you know, sometimes, and even bigger than the government when they take in their full power over the world. And so while it doesn't come out and necessarily say, hey, governments can do this or that, it puts the idea in your head that these people who may be benign appearing and wanting to help the world, sometimes in their cold logic, you know, make very horrific decisions.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call.
The rest of us.
Thanks for the call. I'll do a review coming up Monday. I'm going to see it Saturday with some of the guys. It's somebody's birthday here, so we're going out. A rarity. We're kind of celebrating the Obama deception's done. Take a, you know, a few nights off and actually go out and eat and stuff. We do that. But that's what the higher level Illuminists, Masons, Rosicrucians do, is when people love these archetypal superheroes, those are taking the place of the angels, the gods they worship at Skull and Bones and other things. And so that's that message they're giving. Give us your take on this, Marcus.
I think the most difference, a lot of those movies are coming out with the government, you know, doing, I guess, evil things against the public. When you guys were talking, I was thinking back to the whole Oklahoma City bombing, where the governor's brother, so it was the governor or the mayor who had wrote a book.
Yeah, the governor's brother wrote a book,
right?
Where a Tim McVeigh bombs the federal building exactly as it happened. Go ahead.
And as in fact, I think the guy who did it has the exact same or similar spelled last name as Timothy McVeigh in the book. And I think a lot of it is just a lot of conditioning the people subconsciously through these movies to, I don't know, just to accept. It's really mind-boggling.
I agree. No, I agree with you.
It's mind-boggling.
And that's why they'll allow directors, because I've looked into this, that are actually on our side, the big boys will say, go ahead and let them do it. You know, and the directors themselves don't realize they're being manipulated. But
right.
I mean, take Oliver Stone as Any Given Sunday. It's the Aztecs versus the Knights Templars. Everything is Illuminati in that film. That's Oliver Stone letting you know that he knows what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. But we still, you know, a lot of times within the movies, we still have the symbolism, storylines and stuff. It's just a mirror of what's going to happen in the future or what's going on right now in reality.
Take a New Orleans. Oil Storm aired 9 months before Katrina hit. Mayor Ray Nagin took part in the film where exactly what happens, and then it comes out 9 months later.
Right, and it was also reported that, you know, Mayor Nagin also had told was a Louis Farrakhan that, you know, that they in fact did bomb the levee. And we saw, you know, the movies about with the oil storm movie, we see them just predict exactly what happened when Hurricane Katrina was predicted or shown, you know, many months in advance through that movie. It's really crazy, Alex. It's just
mind-boggling. These Luciferians are magicians. They believe in magic. They believe in numbers. They believe, when you read, and I've bought, you know, the official you know, black magic books, you know, been republished for 500 years, and read them, and they call it lesser magic. They believe that by showing you what they're going to do first, that gives them even more power later. The Native Americans called it counting coup. They would have a little soft club. And in a fight, if they were really a big warrior, you know, especially in fights within the village, you know, to test, you know, if somebody wanted to challenge them, they would do death blows repeatedly. And then after they'd counted coup five or six times, see, I could have already killed you six times. Then they'd pull out the real club with the big rock and kill them. So this is counting coup.
So if I got a quick question for you that I wanted to ask you, as far as, you know, what would you, with everything that's going down with the economy, with Obama sending more troops to Afghanistan, what do you think would be like the best action, I guess, that the people would, I mean, what can the people do as far as trying to counterattack what's going on with the economy and everything?
Specifically, I mean, is that two questions or?
Just specifically as far as, you know, what do you think that the people should do as this? I mean, like through my bookstore, like I always, you know, give away, you know, information and stuff to try to wake up people to, you know, certain things that's going on within politics, health, and et cetera. But as far as I think that, as far as trying to come up with some type of group or network, I really to really have a real positive effect, a real change.
Yeah, well, I think just resist. Demonstrate, call into talk shows, make films, make blogs, point out there's a shadow government. It's what the Obama deception does. Point out that, hey, forget Obama. You know, forget Bush. There are the puppet masters behind the puppets. Things are only going to get worse until we arrest these bankers, until we arrest the New World Order. And talk about that as a solution instead of getting caught up. I know you know this, but for the general folks out there, one of the solution to not get caught up in the false choices they give us and debate just that limited universe of ideas they give us and expand out into the larger universe of ideas and really get more aggressive and say, you're a pack of Madoff criminals like Bernard Madoff that are looting and robbing. You are criminal. You are destroying things by design. And just basic educate people one person at a time to how illegitimate this is until the system just loses all credibility, and then we can take it back and educate the police and military not to go along with martial law and defend the Second Amendment and expose that, you know, stand up to Democrats and say, look at you. You attack Bush for doing all this evil, but now you're for it because it's Obama and you feel like he's your man and you've got a seat at the table. You're a sucker. I think being aggressive and in people's faces is the way to go. So many people are nice about it and kind of, you know, creep up. And I know you think I'm a kook, but there's a new world order. All the time for that's over. We need people to be bold. You know, fortune favors the bold. What did Frederick Douglass say? Freedom is not given. It is taken. It is seized. We just have to get aggressive and know we're right and know we have power and know we can affect change and develop our communities and love each other, like Mahatma Gandhi said, and fight against these corrupt people. Does that answer your question, Marcus?
I think you hit the nail right on the head. You gave the answer that I was looking for.
All right, stay there, sir. We all get answers from each other. We'll be right back with more calls from Marcus Williams. Stay with us.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com.
At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
I was just talking to Paul Hartman during the break, Mr. Williams, and his barber is a Prince Hall Black Mason. And they were having a big discussion about the New World Order, and he was saying that his barber knew all about the New World Order and said they were puppets and it was bad, but then he thinks that being a Mason's good. And he wanted me to ask you, do you ever have Black Masons, Prince Hall Lodge? This is before the Masons were racist and wouldn't let black folks in. They had their own group. Do you have any comments on that? Like, reportedly, Jesse Jackson and others are really Masons. You never hear Jesse Jackson say, take down the statue behind the Supreme Court. We've been there. We videotaped it in D.C. of Albert Pike, the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, Supreme Grand Mason.
Yeah, you know, here in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm originally from Michigan, but here in the South, the Masonic and Order of the Eastern Star movement is real, real big here in Georgia, in the South. And I get a lot of Masons that come to my store. I even hear my books. So I do sell Masonic books and rituals because I got a large demand for people who want books dealing with Freemasonry. And so it's real big here. And I get a lot of who also read, who are familiar with your books and videos. And I think that a lot of, in my personal opinion, I have a lot of relatives who are Masons. I'm not in the Masonic Order. I've really never been impressed with any of my family members as far as like any knowledge or anything that I guess they're learning in the lodges or whatever. So I think in the black community, to me personally, especially on the lower level, I think that it's, I don't really take the Masons as far as really being a real big threat or anything really major.
I agree with you. I believe most Masons, I know most Masons, are porch Masons. Let's take a call. Rob in California, you're on the air with the owner of the Nubian Bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia, Marcus Williams.
Yeah, you guys were right on it with the movie industry. I just saw the International last weekend. That movie sent chills down my spine. Have you seen that one?
No, but I've read the synopsis and talked to folks that have seen it. They claim there's one bad rogue bank that needs to be banned, and the big international banks need to stop it in the end. And notice they're introducing legislation to shut down the smaller banks internationally right now, so these movies come in perfectly. Just like they, Blood Diamond says stop the diamonds. That only means stop the diamonds that Independents are putting out. It's actually De Beers that has the slave camps, but they imply that De Beers is fighting it.
Yeah, he made a comment in there. He said it's not about the money. He says we want the debt. And that just, that summed it all up for me, But I wanted to ask you, have you seen the series of films, The Arrivals?
No.
No, you should, that's what, all the kids around here, that's what they're getting into. That's, kind of their new zeitgeist or whatever, however you want to put it. It's a series of, 15-minute films. There's about 50 of them.
I think I've seen one or two now, yeah.
Yeah, I watched about three of them, but I'm just kind of up in the air about what it's, I didn't know if it was it seemed to be kind of anti-Semitic, but I was just wondering if you had seen them and what your take was on those things before I get in and watch the rest of the 50 of them.
I think I've seen one or two. It's like a YouTube release, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got to go click from one to the next to the next to the next and stuff.
Well, my whole issue is people that obsess on one group or another, that just plays into the balkanization. Can't we just all be against the New World Order? Can't we all be against tyranny and people being oppressed? And then we can come together against that. They love us fighting over race or religion or issues. That's how they break us down and control us. Do you have any comments on that, Marcus?
I think that with the whole thing, as far as what you was saying, and I want to kind of bring this back up before I forget about it, too, what you had said before the last break, as far as being more aggressive. And I think that I wish that little clip I guess you're about to play with Senator Sanders, grilling the Burnett, I really wish Ron Paul had that same fire to be a little bit more aggressive. I was looking for that during the primaries. And I think that if Ron Paul had that same fire to be aggressive,
I agree with you. Stay there. Stay there, Mr. Williams. We're going to come back and do five more minutes with you. I'm going to play the Senator Sanders clip.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I'm going to go over some financial banking news, get into a real grilling. And I don't want to go after Ron Paul, but I'm hearing from a lot of people, folks. Big buzz out there. They want him to get really aggressive when he's on the House Banking Committee with Bernanke and others. He brings up how it's hurting things, how the debt bubble isn't going to work. But why? How about, hey, the Federal Reserve's private. You know, you guys engineered this thing. He'll say things like that here on the air, but he's just so gentlemanly on the news and everywhere else. He's got this platform now. They're putting him on the news more and more, I think, because they know he's not being that aggressive. And I think he thinks like a Zen master. It's a catch-22 where he can get on more and just show people the alternative. And by being more palatable, that he gets more attention. But I think you've got to break through the mesmerized spell that people are under with some cold water in the face or a slap against the face. But Ron Paul's done so much good, and it's overall good. And you know, it's easy to look at somebody in the arena and say they should do it this way or that way. I just think we should look at people like Senator Sanders and others, who's an independent, by the way, as leaders as well. You know, lots of leaders. Cynthia McKinney, very bold. That's why they went after her. But go ahead and finish up your point on that, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, I think my whole thing as far as no wanting to see Ron Paul be more aggressive, I look at it more as being just like a form of constructive criticism. Because Ron Paul, you know, he had the network on the internet, he had the money, the movement. But I think that if he just would have been a little bit more aggressive as far as attacking people like Obama and Hillary would have.
No, that's right.
That he could have baited them into responding to him, and then he could have showed the world that, you know, he is the man. Because on foreign policy and on economics, Ron Paul is, you know, he's the man. I mean, even within the black community during the polling, Ron Paul, as far as amongst blacks, was getting more support from blacks than the other Republican candidates.
Well, I agree. And let me just throw in here. People need to tell Ron Paul, hey, we want to hear you get behind the states' rights movement. We want to hear you tell your supporters to get behind that so that we can try to reconvene the federal government and arrest these criminals. We want, I mean, he is out there speaking out, and he does go before the Republicans and say, you killed a million people. So that was very bold. That took a lot of courage. But I agree. It's constructive criticism. We need to have more of that because he is so prominent. We built this guy. He needs to, you know, dance with those that rung him. And he is doing that. It's just that I totally agree with you, Marcus.
Yeah, and I think I even talked to you on your show shortly after the New Hampshire primaries where Ron Paul, I guess, wasn't receiving votes. I think it was in the town of Sutton. And I was hoping for Ron Paul to, you know, hop on and make an issue as far as the whole voting fraud thing. And it's like, hold a big major press conference, maybe like in Sutton, with people that voted for him, where the votes were being counted. And I think that by him just ignoring it and just moving on, thinking to be a waste of time as far as not challenging the vote fraud that was happening in New Hampshire. I just think that was just another sign of that passivity. But Ron Paul, besides him, Cynthia McKinney, and Kucinich, I think that he's, overall, I think he's by far, he's the best politician out there. And I just hope that in the future that maybe if he doesn't run in 2012, that he become, you know, be more aggressive and get out there and hopefully pick a running mate who has just as much star power as him and hopefully try to make a difference in the future. But I really appreciate you, Alex Reeves, and give me an opportunity just to come to your show just to discuss a few issues with you. And I know it's kind of getting close to winding down, so I just wanted to thank you, you know, once again for just giving me a chance to promote my story and to have an opportunity just to talk politics with you, because I never thought in a million years that you would call me and ask me to do this. So that kind of just shows me a little bit, actually a lot, that you know you're also a person, you know, who's, you know, reaches out to the regular everyday working person and willing to do whatever it takes to really try to get the word out.
Absolutely. Well, the Nubian Bookstore there outside Atlanta, Georgia, Marcus Williams, thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for your help with the Obama deception. God bless you and Godspeed.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. Take care, sir. We'll talk to you again in the future. All right. An amazing individual. Very informative. Another one of those great people out there fighting tyranny, defending liberty. We're going to come back and into Senator Sanders' true resistance to Bernanke, what we need to see more of from Ron Paul, and a lot more straight ahead. Then we're going to get into the vaccines, shipping bird flu out and putting it in the flu shot.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a bunch of these clips on the internet. These hearings went for hours. We're going to play several of them, then go to your phone calls. We have a guest coming on dealing with the bird flu that they tried to mix up with the regular flu vaccine so it could mutate and just cause incredible devastation. That's mainstream news that it could have done that. That's coming up. This is Senator Bernie Sanders questioning Ben Bernanke, and he starts asking him, where is the money? Where did you spend it? And Bernanke tries to spin it and says, it's on our website. And he goes, what banks did you give it to? Well, I can't tell you that. And Bloomberg Financial is reporting on this yet again. And it's not $2.5 trillion. It's not $3 trillion like the senator's saying. It's over $9.7 trillion right now. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars? Will you tell us who got that money and what the terms are of those agreements?
We explain each of our programs. In terms of the terms, we explain the terms exactly. We explain what the collateral requirements are. We explain what
to whom did you explain are. That?
It's on our website.
Yeah, okay.
So all that information is available in our commercial paper program.
And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Will you tell us who they are?
No, because the reason that is counterproductive and will destroy the value of the program is that banks will not come to the business.
Isn't that too bad?
Sorry?
In other words, isn't that too bad? They took the money, but they don't want to be public about the fact that they received it. We heard a whole lot about AIG. They're on the front pages.
These are very
now, I got banks, and I have businesses in the state of Vermont who are in a lot of trouble. Not banks. Our banks, by the way, are doing pretty well. Now, how do these guys who are honest business people get it? Do you have to be a large, greedy, reckless financial institution to apply for these monies?
There is no subsidy. There is no capital involved. There is no gift involved. It is a collateralized short-term liquid loan that is both over-collateralized and is recourse to the company itself. We have never lost a penny doing it.
And how can other institutions get those loans as well?
According to the law, we are supposed to be lending to depository institutions.
Let me just say this, Mr. Chairman. I have a hard time understanding how you have put $2.2 trillion at risk without making those names available, those institutions public. And we're going to introduce legislation today, by the way, to demand that you do that. It is unacceptable to me that that goes on. Mr. Chairman, one of the issues that bothers me very much is that for many, many years, some of us were concerned about deregulation. Some of us were very concerned about where the economy was going. We didn't hear much coming from the Bush administration, who told us over and over again that the fundamentals of the economy were sound. We didn't hear much from the Fed. Now, looking back, do you think that maybe there was a problem there that you did not raise some alarms out there and said, we got a problem when trillions of dollars are being floated around the world in a deregulated, non-transparent way? When you heard people talking about the fundamentals of the economy being sound, how come you didn't raise an alarm?
Well, there was a massive credit crisis, and it's been true that our regulatory system and our financial supervisory system did not succeed in preventing those impacts. And I think it's very important that
did not succeed in preventing them. Let's take it another way. Do you think that the repeal of Glass-Steagall was a tragic mistake?
No, I don't think so. But I do think we need to have much more effective holding company and oversight supervision, and I strongly support a strong program of regulatory reform going forward.
Mr. Chairman, in my state, people ask me how it could be that you're providing loans at almost zero interest rates to large financial institutions who are then charging consumers 25 or 30% interest rates on their credit cards. Do you think that that's acceptable, or do you think that those institutions that are receiving help from the Fed should substantially cut those interest rates?
Well, with respect to credit cards, we've been working actively in that area in a couple of dimensions. One is that credit card credit availability will be enhanced by our TALF program, which I've just announced.
But you're not answering my question. Mm-hmm. Should a financial institution that is being bailed out by taxpayers charge those taxpayers 25 or 30% interest rates when they're receiving?
Well, you need to address that to the Treasury because it's the TARP that's providing help to failing or damaged firms. The Federal Reserve lends to healthy firms on a collateralized basis.
Last question. Many, again, of my constituents, and I think people all over this country, are wondering why the CEOs of these large financial institutions who have been extremely greedy, reckless, and maybe have engaged in illegal behavior have not been fired so that we can work with people who want to really reform the system. Should the CEOs of the financial institutions that have led us into this deep, deep recession be fired?
Well, pay and job tenure should depend on performance, and those which have performed poorly should lose their jobs.
Any of them who have been?
Many have lost their jobs.
Well, most of them, of the major guys, are still holding their positions.
Senator Alex.
Absolutely amazing. Let's just go through that five-minute clip and the lies that were there. Number one, the good news, before I get to the lies, though. This guy has an aura of invincibility, this aura of being God. You watch the body language and the verbal language when somebody like a president or a prime minister goes to speak before Congress. They shake their hand, act friendly, kiss their butt a little bit. When a private Federal Reserve chairman shows up before, they would quiver, they would shake, they would grovel. Reporters do that because they know this is really who owns and runs the country, these private banks that run these scams and masquerade as federal. And when you have people like Senator Sanders and just a few others treating them with the disrespect they treat us with, treating him like a common criminal that he is, and you heard Sanders saying some of them need to go to jail, that guy and Alan Greenspan, chief among them, Henry Paulson, all of them, Geithner, Summers, Volcker, they engineered what's happening now on record. And so Ron Paul and others need to start getting aggressive, not even disrespectful, but they need to be disrespectful. We need to pull them down off their pedestals. We need to show people the common crooks they are. That's how this is going to happen, as people identify who the enemy is. Just identify the enemy. You do that, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. People are going to bring them to justice. You've just got to identify the criminals and the source of the infection. This is the cancer. Bernanke and the rest of them, they're the New World Order. They're the ones using all of this to get new regulations against their competitors while they've fallen under the regulations. That's their new regulations they're talking about. It's a global government over where your money goes, or some middle class person trying to leave the country. See, they take the crises they create and always get more power. This global new bank that's going to run the world. Let's go through his lies. First off, we got to stand up to them and identify them as the scumbag crooks they are. That guy should be arrested immediately, not up there. But he didn't like it. He's not used to that. He's going to get more and more used to that, punks. We are identifying you for the den of vipers you are. There's no future if we don't. You heard him say, keep the Glass-Steagall Act. Keep the repeal of it that allowed all of these derivatives to happen. They're not changing any of it. The CEOs, the CEO caps, all the major banks are exempt from that. Another hoax. He lies and says that's all up on our website. And the Senator Sanders says, no, it's not. Who'd you give the money to? It just says on the website, we won't tell you. He goes, who'd you give it to? Oh, it's all on our website. No, it's not. And then he has to admit, okay, it's not there. A criminal liar counting on you being stupid. You have been not stupid, but diverted by football and acting cool and, you know, all this other crap, folks. If you don't worry about the banks, as the founding fathers and history shows, you get enslaved real fast. Okay, because with the stroke of a pen, they'll create enough money to buy the world back with, as Thomas Jefferson said, and as the head of the Bank of England in the 20s said. Then the biggest lie. He says there's no cost in these trillions of dollars we've given to private banks. Really, your taxes are going up. All these new regulations, we're going to pay carbon taxes to pay for all this. They're telling you it's over $20,000 per American, and that's in 5 months of the banker takeover. $9-plus trillion since then. Plus the debt service on it, there's interest on it. But he says, oh, no, you're not paying a penny. It's just free. When the banks have no intention of paying any of that back, and the government will just grow if they did. Then he lies and says they're doing something about credit cards. Everybody I know that's got credit cards, who even pay them? They might have a 3-4%, got good credit. Suddenly they're telling you it's 10%. If you have bad credit, they're going, it's no longer 18, it's 29. This is loan sharking, mafia level. So they do. They give the banks these trillions, and then they go out and loan it to people at giant interest. See, the interest rate cuts aren't for us. It's for the elites. And then he talks about how they're getting tough on CEOs. These guys, a few of them have retired, in one case with billion-dollar golden parachutes. Others, you know, their deputies just roll into the place behind them. They're still on the board. So they're raping everybody financially there. And this is the culprit, Ben Bernanke. But that's how he needs to be talked to. When he starts lying, Sanders cut him off and said, hey, that's not what's going on. And Bernanke had to back off and basically admit he was a liar there because he was faced with someone that wasn't completely ignorant. I bet Sanders doesn't know about the Dallas Cowboys, but Senator Sanders knows how the banks work. I bet Senator Sanders doesn't know the coolest new T-shirt to wear, but he knows about the banks. And successful people know how the world works. Even if you don't care about your fellow man, you better care how stuff works. You better want to know how things operate, ladies and gentlemen. The world isn't all patty cake, nice, friendly. It's very dangerous. There's a lot of hardcore parasites in the elite ranks and at the low-level ranks. There's people out here in daily business that'll rip you off in 10 seconds, that'll scam you in 1 second. There's a million people out here that'll knock you over the head or shoot you full of holes for $100. There's people out here that'll get you and kill you just for fun. There's people out there that'll screw you to the wall. Stop being denied. You know, stop living in denial. Stop being little mindless, gullible sheep out there. And start acting like Sanders did. Just let these crooks know you don't respect them. They're filth, and they're going to be brought to justice. We need jail time for these people. Prison is the only place they need to go.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Dr. Rebecca Carley is a degreed medical doctor, a surgeon. Her only child was damaged by a vaccine. She began to investigate it. And we just got her on the line. She was pointing out something I wasn't even aware of. The London Telegraph reporting on a bunch of people dying in Poland from a bird flu vaccine test. And you guys did pull that up, right? You said that you did pull it up. Throw that up on screen for folks so they can see it. There's a lot to cover in the time we have left, and I also want to go to calls for folks that are holding on this subject. But Dr. Carley, we'd love to have you back up next week for 2 hours, if you can do it, to really detail all this and go through your knowledge. Now, on one side, bird flu itself can kill people, but it's very hard to catch. The point is they're mixing it with vaccines and then not even irradiating it. That's no accident. Just absolutely amazing. And regular flu vaccine inoculations, and thank God some subcontractors tested it and it killed the ferrets. They were testing it just to see if the regular flu vaccine had been irradiated, because if the ferret gets sick, they know it hadn't been irradiated properly, but said the ferrets died. This is mainstream news. This is deadly bird flu they were trying to mutate. But let's just go ahead and go to Dr. Rebecca Carley. Tell us what's happening.
Basically, they're trying to cause the pandemic. They have already stockpiled at least 250 million doses of the bird flu vaccine. The shelf life of that vaccine has a certain amount of time by which they'll have to throw in the garbage. So they have to start the pandemic so that they can give the vaccine, which will then cause the bird flu pandemic. I encourage all of your listeners to go to my website, drcarley.com, drcarley.com. Go to the bottom of my site, and you will actually see posted an article entitled U.S. Controls Bird Flu Vaccines Over Bioweapon Fears. In fact, this is an Associated Press article that says that our government is reluctant to give bird flu vaccine to some of the rogue nations for fear they will use the vaccine as biological warfare. So when you actually look at what's out there, folks, it becomes crystal clear. This is genocide. This is population reduction, and it's happening right now.
All right, let me stop you right there. You just brought a huge piece of the puzzle that I wasn't even aware of. We Googled it. It's true. I have the AP article about them admitting bird flu vaccine can be used as a bioweapon. Now this company in the U.S. ships it, doesn't tell the companies they're subcontracting to make regular flu vaccine that they're mixing it. By God's grace, they did a test, and it killed the animals. They looked at it and said, this is H5N1, the deadly stuff that would then become airborne by being mixed with the other flu vaccine. And here it is. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. The London Telegraph, July 2008. And it says three Polish doctors, six nurses are facing criminal prosecution for a number of homeless people died following medical trials of a vaccine to the H5N1 bird flu virus. I mean, this is, and they keep telling you, you're a kook if you don't want to take vaccines, doctor.
Right. Well, let me also state, you see, this is very intentional, because the H5N1 bird flu virus is not actually able to be picked up by humans in a regular scenario. So by putting it with a regular human flu, they're intentionally causing it to create a hybrid virus. And this is how they're going to make the bird flu virus be contracted by the people, because it's very virulent, and basically the scenario that it creates is very disturbing. You actually bleed out into your lungs and suffocate on your own blood.
Please continue.
Okay, and I want to just make it clear, I encourage the listeners once again to go to my website, drcarly.com, and read the article I now have posted, Science of Vaccine Damage. We have a number of non-pharma-funded veterinarian researchers that have documented what I've been saying for 12 years, that it's not just the diseases themselves the vaccines cause. When you inject live viruses into the bloodstream, you bypass the critical part of the immune system, and vaccines, in fact, cause all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic problems in people and in pets. So this is the greatest epidemic the world has ever known, vaccine-induced diseases. I've developed a protocol to reverse these things, but we have to stop this holocaust on humanity, not only humanity, our pets, and our food sources.
Well, doctor, I wanted to back you up. All these big veterinary university studies, as you know, have now come out showing thousands of percentile increases in the area where dogs and cats are injected. Everybody I know injects their cats and dogs, and they almost die. They have seizures. It causes, as other medical doctors have told us, autoimmune responses where the brain swells. That's causing actually most of the autism. The mercury is a side issue.
Right.
And here they are trying to send out bird flu mutated with regular flu for deadly airborne flu that kills over 60% of people that come in contact with it. And then meanwhile, they're running billboards and ads everywhere saying vaccines are good, take more. HPV's killing a lot of the girls that take it. It's okay, dying is good, it keeps you safe, dying keeps you safe. I mean, it's mass insanity. We're going to come back and talk about how this kills you and how you think they're going to release it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
is so much evidence of this. It's right out in the open. They give it to homeless people and it kills them. Another company ships it to all these labs, doesn't tell them what it is, tells them, oh, here's the mixes, mislabels it, has them mix it with all these different strains of regular flu. They admit that it will mutate inside the growing process and mutate inside the human body. Airborne super flu that kills you. And we just lost Dr. Carly. I just heard her disconnect. So, John, will you get her back on or is she still there? Oh, the ISDN dropped. Okay. All right. Well, we're here. It doesn't matter. Okay. Let's get the guys in there and get that reconnected. Doctor, break this down for folks, how it kills you, what's going on, and the larger picture with all the documentation you've got. And she neurotically goes through all even mainstream documents, mainstream news. And by the grace of God, a subcontractor tested the flu shots because they've had so many people get killed in Europe from them on ferrets, and it killed them deader than a hammer. So they tested it and freaked out, saying, "What on earth is this? This is incredible." Dr. Carly. Yeah, we're having some phone systems go up and down. Get her back on for me, okay? See, you know, I don't think it's the government doing it, though they admit they've done sabotage other people. This always happens when, and now, Jesse Ventura. Happens like once a month, but it's always, and now Willie Nelson. And now Jesse Ventura. And now we will expose the bird flu plan. And we've got like three backups in there, so hopefully that'll get it fixed. So we will get her back up and on the line. Okay, Dr. Carly, did you hear my questions?
Strange things happen when I do shows like this. I just want to mention a couple of very important things that people have to realize. First of all, there's been almost $1 billion, with a B, $954 million has been put aside in the stimulus package for further inoculations. And as people are listening to our corrupt Congress in the District of Criminals talking about mandated health insurance, you have to realize that just like they're doing in Massachusetts now, they're going to tell you what you need to do in terms of your health, quote-unquote, coverage. It's actually death coverage. And so this is what's going on. This is a population reduction agenda. One other quick thing I just wanted to mention is that there's at least 9 biowarfare weapons labs in every state at this point, and the way they ship their viruses from lab to lab is by Federal Express. So as they're trying to tell us that we have all these rogue nations to fear with their biological attacks, in fact, the FedEx truck that's delivering packages to your house could very well have H5N1 on it as well.
And, Doctor, remember the wreck 4 years ago with the FedEx truck? And they asked, why is there weaponized super bird flu on board? Remember that?
Yes, I do. That's how I found out about this.
All right. Well, I mean, as a medical doctor, as a surgeon, as somebody who's been researching this in-depth for years, tell us what the bird flu will do if it goes airborne, or if people would have taken these shots that killed the ferrets, how this kills you. I see different news reports of that it kills 60 to 90% of people that come in contact with it.
Well, what people have to realize is that they've intentionally weaponized this by going up to Alaska and digging up dead bodies that died, people that died from the 1918 Spanish flu, which was not a Spanish flu at all. It was actually caused by inoculations given to soldiers in World War One, and since it was such a killer, these minions from the Department of Army Pathology in Washington went there and dug up those dead bodies and brought those lung tissues back and did the DNA deconstruction on it, and they have combined that with the bird flu in order to make a pathogen which is going to kill young people. That is the very serious aspect of this. This is not going to just kill, the young and the old, as usually happens with different pathogens. This is going to specifically target young people in the ages of, say, 20 to 60. And this is going to basically cause you to, as I said, bleed out into your own lungs. You're going to suffocate on your own blood. And the aerosolization aspect of it is not just with chemtrails and things of that nature. If people in your neighborhood are stupid enough to get injected with this insane vaccine, they're going to be coughing and sneezing on you. And so that's part of the aerosolization thing. They're going to be able to make this pandemic happen very quickly once they introduce this into the United States population.
Absolutely. I want to show the viewers out there the headline, flu pandemic could kill 1 million people around the world. This is in the Journal of Nature and a bunch of other publications a few years ago, where they're out there fear-mongering, trying to get everybody scared. And then meanwhile, I have the mainstream news, and I see these all the time. You pointed one out, homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland, London Telegraph. And then I bring this up to listeners or people on the street or talk show hosts make fun of us, saying, no, we can trust Big Pharma, when Bayer admittedly shipped out over 1 million ampules of factor VIII filled with HIV and hepatitis and didn't even get in trouble for it. And it came out in court. They knowingly did it on purpose because it's about population reduction.
Yes. If anyone puts Henry Kissinger and Memo 200 into any search engine, you can read about how he testified in front of Congress that population reduction is a national security issue.
Yeah, State Department Memorandum 200, and the classified version, written in 73, declassified in 92, states that is the overall agenda of the entire New World Order is to kill people. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. They have to decrease the population because of the fact that since they're suppressing all natural energy technologies, such as Tesla technologies and things of that nature, they only have a certain amount of products that they can, you know, allow to be used on the planet by the people. So rather than allow the natural solutions out there, they're going to just kill off a large percentage of people so that they can continue to make money in whatever endeavors they have available to them.
And doctor, you know, you're a medical doctor, and I've had all these other medical doctors on about this, and they've caught them adding hormones to tetanus shots to sterilize women.
Yes, I have documentation of that. Let me just say, I'm writing a book about this, going to the genocide level. I have a book actually published by NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, where they actually admit in that book that they are putting the hormone HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, into tetanus and diphtheria vaccines and giving it to women. That is the hormone produced by women when they become pregnant. So if you inject it into somebody, they become allergic to that antibody. They produce antibodies against it, and then they abort their own children when they become pregnant.
Let's be clear, and they call it a soft kill weapon in their documents, as you know, because they could just sterilize the woman, but that's not enough. They want the women to keep getting pregnant and have violent miscarriages triggered when the hormones are released in the second trimester, because they get as much as a 10% death rate with the women. So it's even better. They get to kill the baby and kill the women. And then they also, it's come out in mainstream news, in Thailand, the UN comes in, forcibly injects the women three times with tetanus shots. Everybody knows it's just one. While their baby, you know, while the baby's in them, and I've seen the interviews of the women's on Thailand TV in English, and they say, and then I feel the baby stop dancing, and a few days the baby dies, and they have this is the savage murder. And the police, the military, you're all being injected. Folks, I premiered Endgame almost 2 years ago at the Alamo Draft House, and I'd seen this guy on TV. He was the press secretary for and the scheduler for Governor Perry. And Governor Perry's in the film, and he shows up, and he says, hey, I'm Governor Perry, work for him. And he said, I just want you to know we're not all bad at the governor's office. And I said, why are you here? And he said, well, here's my card. And I'd lost it. But the point is, and I get piles of these, he said, well, I want you to know 12 years ago at Fort Sam Houston, San Antonio, I'm a medic, And they sent us these, eight guys from Fort Bragg, and they injected them, and they all died in 3 days, and then we had to go in decontamination suits, spray the whole room down with bleach, pull everything out, and decontaminate it. And I said, well, what are you going to do about that? And he goes, I don't know, but I just know you're telling the truth. And then we have all the declassified examples where they kill our own troops. The globalists are criminal. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to state that's the reason that we've had this big debate about whether or not they should be allowed to photograph the soldiers' coffins coming back. Because the news media may say, okay, what did that soldier die from and what did that soldier die from? And then it would come out that more soldiers are dying from their inoculations than are even dying from gunfire.
And I've seen those numbers. Everything you're saying, I've seen documented. And it's all mainstream. It's just a piece here, a piece there. Oh, it's killing the homeless. Oh, they accidentally put it in. Here's the key about the manufacturer of this vaccine. I specifically looked it up with this particular one. They're supposed to radiate the flu viruses, so they accidentally mix bird flu in it. Then they don't radiate it to keep it alive. Another accident, doctor, right?
Yeah, right. Well, first of all, radiation can cause mutation. So radiation does not necessarily kill the viruses. This whole thing is a scam. People have to start asking themselves, if something is a dangerous pathogen, why am I going to inject it into my body? I mean, if you have somebody cough on you or sneeze on you, at least your immune system can work in a natural fashion as the Creator gave us to create antibodies and give you lifelong immunity. And not to mention the fact of all the other additives that are in vaccines. I was so glad to hear you mention, Alex, that as far as autism, mercury is a side issue. Mercury is a toxic poison. It causes Alzheimer's along with aluminum. But you see, all of these different things. Autism is an autoimmune disease. Actually, it's subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. They changed the name to hide the fact it was caused by vaccines. But all of these injections are causing you harm. And the more that you get, the more depressed your immune system is going to be. In my paper on my website, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, I describe exactly what the pathology is in the immune system that causes all of these autoimmune diseases.
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, but you are, and I've interviewed many others, and it's simple. The mucous membrane, the skin, that's where most of the, that's where the T lymphocyte programmer cells for the rest of the white blood cells are. They identify the enemy. They go up and sniff it, kill one, scan its DNA. It's literally little nanobots God made. Eats it, scans it, and then goes out and starts programming the defense. So it's like sentries. All right, we've got an enemy. We killed one. This is what their uniform looks like. Here's how you take them down. And then it transmits the info through the lymph nodes, through the lymphatic system, total body defense system. Now they're ready. But instead, when they inject it, it all just bypasses the forces, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, also secretory IgA, which is a very important antibody that's in the upper respiratory and GI tract, is very important in this natural-induced mechanism as well. But see, that's what people have to start asking their white coats. And I encourage everybody, like I said, print out that article, Science of Vaccine Damage, that the veterinarians have proven what the vaccines are doing to the immune system. And bring that to your veterinarian, to your pediatrician, to your elderly parents' nursing home. You see, this is another very important thing that they're doing, Alex. They're actually mandating that all elderly people in nursing homes get the flu vaccine and the pneumococcal vaccine every year. And this is another way they're taking out the elderly. The Medicare Trust Fund was stolen long ago. That's what Ross Perot brought forth when he ran for president.
And they've got to get rid of the old folks. The UN openly says that. So it's a soft kill weapon to get them out of the way. Now, in the time we've got left, and I know I said I go to calls, but this info is so important. In the time we have left, Dr. Carley, you were going into the NATO documents. You even listed the book where they admit they're doing all of this. And still the public listening, or when listeners tell their friends and family, hopefully they'll pass around this video. We're also live at PrisonPlanet.tv. People watching, listen, you can't laugh at us anymore. You can't say it isn't happening. You know, the HPV is killing the women that take it.
Yes.
That is admitted. Listen, this isn't a joke. People quit laughing after their kids die or they get sick. Please, these are eugenicists. Dr. Carley, explain to people what you think was happening with them trying to put the deadly bird flu in with regular vaccines. And how do you think they got caught? Did somebody inside blow the whistle?
Well, obviously somebody inside blew the whistle. You see, the dark forces have their agenda, and then the good guys occasionally win one for the good guys. And this is obviously what's happened in this situation. As I said, putting the bird flu virus in with the regular flu is actually what's going to make the mutation happen to create the hybrid that's going to allow the bird flu to infect the human. And this is self-evident. I mean, you don't have to be, a rocket scientist to realize that all of these viruses mutate. They admit openly that the reason they have to change the flu vaccine every year is because the vaccines are always mutating.
And by the way, doctor, that's not your opinion. Up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have all the mainstream news articles admitting that they put this bird flu virus in with the regular viruses, and that it was being done, and that it would mutate, and that there's no way that that is an accident. This is admitted that this was happening, and that the way they told the companies to do it was the exact way to create the mutation.
Exactly. And I want to just quickly bring it to the next level. I also have another book published by the NATO Life Sciences Division entitled The Biology of Aggression, and that's all about the rabies virus. They are now also putting rabies virus into many human vaccines. There's many movies out now that actually illustrate this. Quarantine is the best, because in quarantine they actually admit that the rabies virus is what's making these people become ghouls. This is going to get even worse, folks, and this is being done intentionally.
That's right. The media always throws us in our face. Like, yes, the government creates a cancer shot cure, and the inventor of it, it's I Am Legend, and then 99% die, but 1% turn into these raving lunatics. Take the movie Serenity, where the government puts this stuff into the atmosphere that kills everybody, but then a small percent turn into these raving maniacs. And you're right, the Pentagon, Wired Magazine, their head futurist, Mr. Marshall, brags that they're also creating compounds to make the troops psychopathic killers. Then they give them an amnesiac. They're already doing this in Afghanistan as a test. And then now mainstream news came out and said, we're going to have everybody take these amnesiacs where we don't feel bad about who we are anymore.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was amazed that the mainstream media, I was listening to NPR one day, and they were talking about a study done in Switzerland where they used the blood pressure drug propranolol to reverse a post-traumatic stress disorder. People that had been traumatized by something take this blood pressure drug. That's what people have to realize. Every single drug has a mental side effect. And now they're actually admitting that they can remove these traumatic memories with propranolol. So as your loved ones are being killed and maimed by the mainstream medical mafia, you can take this blood pressure medication and just say, oh, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, it literally is like a lobotomy, and they're saying they want to put statins in this drug and others in the water. They're now admitting they're going to medicate the water. I mean, doctor,
so they're doing it with fluoride. They're already doing it with fluoride, and they're also admitting that as we're flushing more and more drugs down the toilet and down the sink, these are all being released into the water supplies. Isn't it amazing, Alex, that nobody seems to be rising up to protest that? As far as the ecology in nature are concerned, why don't they have a problem with all these things?
Because they've destroyed with drugs, admittedly, our normal human spirit of just burning, being alive, being intelligent. They're just drugged out. Oh my gosh, Dr. Carly, stay there. We're going to come back and get more into this, ladies and gentlemen. They were putting live bird flu in with regular flu so it could go airborne.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
I'm going to get Dr. Blaylock on about this next week. I'm going to get Dr. Carley back on. I got a bunch of medical doctors on so you can hear the same thing from different medical doctors with all the documents, all the articles. We're going to do a whole show on FEMA camps next week as well, just where I go through all the documents, all the videos. Because we cover a piece here, a piece there as it comes out in the news. We're going to be doing some big special reports. We're going to put a lot of work into these next week. The Obama Deception is on sale right now. It ships out in 9 days, so get your copy. Be first in line to get it at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We've got to expose this guy's a front man. He's doubled the funding for eugenics operations in Africa and Asia and Latin America. Poor brown folks think he represents them. He doesn't represent anybody but the New World Order. Dr. Carley, in closing, I think we've averted major disaster here. I mean, even mainstream Canadian, British, Czechoslovakian news is saying, was this, is in mainstream news. When I first read it, the news was saying, was this done on purpose? Because this company's also developed a bird flu vaccine, but people keep dying in the test with other companies that are testing theirs. We just covered the London Telegraph on that with the people dying. I mean, this is miraculous that this did leak out and got stopped.
Right. But, of course, it's not in the U.S. mainstream media. Thank God for shows like yours. It's bringing it out to the people of America. But I want to make it very clear. It's not just the bird flu. This is with all of these biological weapons, including Lyme's disease and West Nile encephalitis. I have a book in front of me entitled Lab 257, The Disturbing Story of the Government's Secret Plum Island Germ Laboratory by Michael Christopher Carroll, where he quotes David Huxall, who was the Plum Islands director in June 2000. And this is what he said, Alex, and I quote, "The plant that will produce biological agents for weapons purposes may not look too much different from the plant that produces biological agents for vaccines. This is all one and the same. Vaccines are a biological weapon, period. That's what people have to wrap their head around."
Well, cancer's exploding. 50 years ago, 1 in 33 died of it. Now it's 1 in 3, about to be 1 in 2. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, his dad runs Planned Parenthood, the eugenics group, is openly involved in all of this. My film Endgame covers it. Dr. Carley, we're going to have you back up in the very, very near future. In fact, let me just have my producer call you, or one of the producers call you right now and get you back on. We will talk to you in the near future. We're going to link to your detailed reports at InfoWars.com, to DrCarley.com, and key reports you've got up there posted, like U.S. controls bird flu vaccines over bioweapons fears and others. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, can you do 2 hours sometime next week?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay, we'll set you up for 2 hours to do it, and so I can actually, you know, let you roll and go through all your incredible knowledge, because I've been going over and it's just amazing. Thank you so much. I apologize to Maria, Pat, Brian, Matt, Mark, and others. I said I'd go to your calls. It was too important what she was covering. We have to get this info out. It's freaking me out. Every instinct I've got is, you know, run to the third world, get your children out of the country, because I love them so much, but there's nowhere to run. They're doing this all over the planet. And like she said, when they really do this, they're going to be spraying it out of helicopters. They've got government operations doing that, that if the Sunshine Project broke in 2000, plans to spray us with helicopters. And they do it to the military. I mean, just Google government test chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on troops, deaths result. Endgame covers it, all the mainstream news. I mean, they're just throwing it in our face. They kill us right in front of our face, and then we sit. They kill the troops that'll be spraying us, and the troops still follow orders and do it. Police, military, FBI, government. We were right about the New World Order. We were right about the banks. We were right about it. We're reading their documents. Please read their documents. They're all on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're all on the guest sites we bring on. It's the facts. I wish it wasn't true. I know it's crazy. Please, please realize psychopathic eugenicists run the country. Retransmission starts now. One place, InfoWars.com on the internet streams, then back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m., and then back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.